Ladies and gentlemen, can I please have your attention? I've just been handed an urgent and horrifying news story. And I need all of you to stop what you're doing and listen.
Live from the Hood Hype Basement.
Man, oh man, you guys have been waiting months for episodes. We probably lost half our audience. It's been forever. Life has been crazy, as it usually is for all of us on the show. And a lot of you have been very patient. I know there's crickets on all of our social media. There's crickets talking to anybody over there, so we apologize for that. And we really need to get back into something. I don't know what that is. It's time to start pumping this thing back up, though. Hopefully I can get the guys together. We could do something. Maybe we'll start doing something remote. But while we wait to figure that out, we got a couple episodes that we recorded, but we never released. And so we're going to drop episode 72 now, and then we'll get 73 to you soon after. And just so you know, I mean, it's dated content. It's from, like, I think back in May that we did this. So I'm hoping that this... This conversation doesn't seem too dated. You just got to get more comfortable with, when I say we, it's me. You got to get more comfortable with just releasing stuff and stop worrying about how it sounds. And, you know, I'm over analytical, man. We'll get there. 13 years later. Live from the basement, man. Let's get into it. It's episode 72.
What's good, y'all? Welcome to Live from the Basement, episode 72, man. We back in the building. What's good, y'all?
Man.
Happy to be here.
Hell yeah, man.
Happy to be here.
That shit sound echoey to the motherfucker.
I'm telling you, man.
Bouncing off the
walls,
man.
As we proceed.
How y'all guys doing, man?
Good.
Perfect.
Perfect?
Yeah. Perfect. Life is good.
Hell yeah. Good to see y'all, man.
Liquor's good.
Yeah, it's been a minute.
Big bottle of liquor.
Kinship. Friendship.
For real, man.
Friendship, having things in common, commonalities are good.
Hell yeah, man.
How you guys been, man?
Good. I feel like that's going. Is that going to be the theme? It's going to be the life is good episode.
Life is good.
Like,
I mean, it has to be.
Just
kind of. It has to be.
I mean, speaking about, you know, the culture with my ALX is very rewarding.
No doubt. It's a lot of shit to talk about, too, though.
I feel good, man. It's been too long.
Good.
Yeah.
We're back. We coordinated our dress code somehow.
Yeah, how the fuck did that happen, man? Holy, I swear to God, yo, there was no coordinate.
Zero.
This does not happen on purpose.
Uh-uh.
Not at all. I don't know how it happened.
Max always wearing black.
Yeah, 99%
of the time. I wear black sometimes.
I don't know.
What's the last time you wore something other than black on the episode? I'm going to have to go.
I don't know.
Black or gray? I feel like those are your...
Those are my colors. Those are my go-tos. Those are my go-tos.
It's good.
So, yeah, man. How everybody been? Life's treating everybody good?
Yeah, man.
Straight?
Yeah.
People thought we cast it in?
Yep.
Or maybe just me. I don't know. Maybe they thought I was donezo, but no, man. Tired. I'm here. Chilling. Shit, it's been way too long, man. I feel like we got a lot to talk about.
Yeah.
Like a ton.
Jesus Christ.
Mac did like 38 episodes since our last one.
I know, man. Like, you've been on like a crazy mission.
Listened to the one about the riots, fire, a couple other mixed, you know, we call them playlist episodes.
Yeah.
Fire, man. There was what was the one? Feeling good? It's like life is good.
I don't remember.
It's a good day outside.
Props to you for
like
keeping
up-tempo.
The good fight, man.
Keeping the pace.
Yeah.
It's like a Mayweather jab is what that is.
Hell yeah. And we might as well go like through, I mean, it's going to be a different format, man. We're not going to be spinning music because the powers that be don't want us to play shit.
The powers that be.
We might as well go ahead and put that out
YouTube and Facebook.
Yeah.
YouTube and Facebook don't want us to play music. And here's the thing. Like, if you guys think we should be playing music, let us know. If you want the music back or whatever, and, I mean, we could put it.
I don't know what that's about. Why? It never fails, man. But I think
I told you something would break today.
It's that fucking cord. That's usually that sound. Yeah.
I don't know what it is.
It's the microphone.
This microphone.
Hit that motherfucker.
Yeah,
everything breaks every episode. There it is.
It's the switch on there. But
everything sounds fucked up to me, honestly.
To me it sounds better than most podcasts though.
It's not, it's just that cord. That cord is a whore.
It's the plug.
It's a different kind of plug, too, man. Got me all.
There's a deport.
Oh, man.
There we go. It's
something's weird.
Is it this
quietish?
Hold on.
The beauty of going live. You gotta love it.
I'm telling you, man, it's that's life.
All through sound check, not
yeah, I hate
we
I,
get live and then there you go.
That microphone is the bane of my fucking existence, bro.
There it is. It sounds good now.
How are you?
Like, yeah.
No, don't.
It did for 2 seconds.
I could have brought a mic.
That thing's killing me.
We'll be straight, man. We got to roll with it.
I got two other microphones.
Where?
Right in the other room.
Well, what are we waiting on? Yeah,
dude, the echo is so heavy in here.
I ain't worried about the echo.
Because I can't hear you guys.
It's crazy.
I'm going to take off the headphones.
The echo is straight. I don't mind that at all.
Yeah, we actually don't need headphones at all. As long as it sounds right.
Bear with us, y'all.
I call reset. Don't judge me by all the noise in here. I'm really filing through a really fancy high tech.
Yeah, that shit sound like Scooby Doo when someone fall down the stairs and it'd be like, that's what it sounded like. All right. Oh, man, I ain't seen that microphone in like fucking ages.
All right, Mola. Martin.
We think that's going to be.
Thank you for your patience, guys. This is going to be the answer.
Hey, nobody else hears that echo.
Huh?
Nobody else hears echo. They're talking about it on there.
Yeah, the echo is that's not that ain't even a factor.
I remember using this microphone because it was a good one.
Ain't they the same? Or
same
is,
brand, but some of them got fucked over the years, man. We took these to Atlanta.
Yeah.
You remember?
I think the Masquerade itself killed the microphones.
I put tape on it to hold this thing on because we used to have it upside down. You remember back in the day?
That humidity was a bitch.
Probably should.
I know Scotch tape on shit. I know Scotch tape. Did you give me Scotch tape, Mike, to start off?
Get that one a roll.
How about that? How's it sound? Are we hearing thumping?
I don't hear anything.
I don't hear anything.
I don't hear the
mic. That's beautiful.
Yeah,
I'm not wearing headphones.
Can you hear me?
Episode, huh?
Can you hear me?
Yeah.
Yeah, hold on. Let's see. Let me check. Double check. Check, check, check. Let's hear you. You talk?
I'm talking right now.
Yeah.
Get in on it. Like
I don't.
Hold on.
Should I do the episode like this?
Keep talking. No, hold on.
I feel like I'm on sweaty balls.
And you can back up. I just need to get a set.
I really like listening.
Get where you're comfortable.
I'll probably be here.
Okay, keep talking.
What's up? What's up? What's up? What's up?
Yeah, yeah, check,
welcome to the internet.
There you go.
There we go.
All right.
There we go.
All right. Man, let's restart. Thank you guys for your patience.
Reboot it.
Yeah. I don't think there's a reason to just go, right?
No, I didn't have the correct energies, my friend.
Do you need an intro?
And he's still, no, it's the frazzle factor.
Look at that. I would love to hear an episode where we just come in and we're just having a conversation.
Let's just do it right
like
now.
We did earlier. We just started talking about the album and stuff.
Let's do it.
What is on the docket?
What's on the docket? Okay.
Man, we got a lot of shit on the docket.
We got a lot of shit today.
So first off, man, shit, this is a hip-hop podcast. We can't not talk about 444.
Right.
Jay-Z's album.
Right. I mean, we got enough fucking email and messages about it.
Seriously, yeah. Man. I mean, I know, shit, we all...
Absolutely.
I had to wait for a fucking week to get the shit,
you know,
but
who,
I finally
you know
got
didn't?
It. Well, all them Tidal motherfuckers. So you, yeah, I know, man.
I'm still on it.
Fuck Tidal.
I don't know why you guys tested me with that shit. I don't know why you're against Tidal.
Fuck
too.
A
That's
Tidal.
Really weird.
Nah, man. We can rehash that.
It's
get
the
back
principle.
Into it. Yeah,
what's the principle?
It's the principle of it. It's, we'll talk
whole,
about it.
The whole movement. Okay.
It's about fucking your audience. But anyway, that's
that
whatever.
What
I swear, that's how I take
I beg
it.
To differ.
He's an artist. He likes Tidal. He's gonna like
yeah.
Tidal.
Yeah. So we're going to talk about Tidal.
You guys are artists.
We also got to do a little in memoriam,
Max
man.
Max making beats now and shit. Yeah, man. Act like you're not making.
You're crazy, man.
For real. Hey, a legend past, man. QB. Yeah.
Fuck.
Like, Prodigy.
Yep.
I hate to talk about it because it's going to take me back to that place I was
Six,
in.
Man.
You know, a few weeks ago, but yeah, I mean, we haven't been on, so it's
mm-hmm.
like, I mean, I gotta speak something on a dude that I grew up listening to, and
absolutely
was like a soundtrack to my fucking late teens, early 20s. So
yeah.
RIPP. Then getting outside of that, man, we got some entertainment shit to talk about.
Before
man,
you move on, one of the things that fucked me up about that, as far as P, was my most popular song. I don't have a lot of songs out, but we used a sample. As long as I'm alive, I'm a little illegal. That shit fucked me up.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I was like, wow, how weird is that? But hell yeah. Anyway,
there's a lot that of people sucks. That have died too, man.
There's a ton.
I sent you guys a clip of
Chris Cornell
of P and Sean P in a cypher.
Did you really?
They were at a random party.
When'd you send it?
Sent it last night.
Damn, I don't think I got it.
I don't know. We were sending a lot of bullshit back and
text
forth.
Messaging?
Okay. Yeah.
Oh, you should pull that up.
Yeah, I will. That's
not going to be copied.
Yeah, we'll have to do something. Okay. But yeah. But yeah, that's a lot of deaths, man.
Yeah.
Fucking even just outside of hip hop too, man, like Chester Bennington, like that's
yep.
That's the dude
from Linkin Park.
From Linkin
yep.
Park. That's fucked up. Shit. I mean, he's done some hip hop features. I remember he was on Young Buck's album.
Jay-Z.
Yeah, Jay-Z's album. Like, the dude, you know, 41 years old, man. Yeah. He was what, 42?
Something like that.
Something in that range. It's like,
close.
Come on, man. What is
babies.
Going on, dude? It's way too fucking young. So, yes, we're going to get sad and sentimental in a certain part of the show. But then, to cheer things up, there's nothing like fucking foolery. And Mayweather versus McGregor is the dumbest shit, I swear to God. It's not even about the fight no more, man. It's about,
I'm enjoying it.
I can't
man.
Wait.
It's great, but it's not about the fight.
But see, it used to be everybody. That's the thing. Are we getting into that?
No, we done something. We still run down. Just
okay,
a rundown.
Sorry, rundown.
Just a docket?
Yep, yeah.
Shit.
A docket,
what else
man.
You got?
So let's not get too deep.
What else happened?
Shit. I saw All Eyes on Me, man. That movie. Yeah, I ain't get a chance to talk about that. I want to, you know, shit. We're going to be taking calls, too. So let's, you know, throw that out in a little bit. But if y'all saw that, I want to get feedback on that movie, because there's a whole controversy tied to that shit. And you know, that whole movie, it got me, you know, on some Pac nostalgia. So I've been going back and watching all the interviews.
100%.
Yeah, shit's been crazy, man. Mm-hmm. But we'll discuss that. Shit, what else? I don't even have the notes pulled up in front of me, man. But I know it
OJ
is.
OJ Simpson?
Yeah, oh, the juice is
the
fucking
juice
loose.
Is loose.
Yeah, man.
Right in time for the Ford Bronco release?
For real, man? Yeah. Is that what it is?
Really? I didn't know Ford Bronco was coming out again.
They're bringing it back.
And Hertz is having a sale. No, I'm just.
I thought you were for real with that one.
Not Hertz, but was it Hertz that he did a commercial for?
Yeah, that was Hertz. He was in hurtling shit in the airport.
Hurt a lot of people too, didn't?
For real, man. Yeah. And now I hear the thing, man. So yeah, we'll talk about OJ, but that shit just, I feel some type of way. It's, people want that motherfucker to die in jail.
Oh my God. Like,
no.
He's old, man. He's old. But we'll discuss that too, man. What else we got?
Mike Vick.
Mac. Man, oh man, oh man. You know, shit, the movie Get Out has it. The sunken place is the perfect description
of
where that Christ. Motherfucker is, man. And I mean, shit, Charlamagne, I'm not trying to bite, but he uses it frequently. He's like, yeah, that dude, that brother's in the sunken place. Like, let's say a prayer for that. Say a prayer for Mike Vick, because he's cooning on a level that is,
man, come on.
Nah, bruh, that's it. It is, he's shucking and jiving with the best of them. I'm like, come on, dog. Really?
He's getting paid. He's getting paid.
You? Like, you? Mr. Cornrow
Pimp? He's like the king of bad decisions.
He said exactly. Okay.
Yeah.
We'll get on that one.
Yeah.
And what else we got?
We already said 444, right? We're going to talk about 444. Hip hop's the number one genre in the USA according to Spotify.
Forbes.
Forbes from Spotify data.
I have no idea. Was it Forbes?
Yeah, I think so, actually. I think Forbes actually did report on that shit.
Number one.
Yeah. Now, is that something new, or is like the hip? Because to me, hip hop is usually the most popping thing, I feel like, a lot of the time.
Yeah.
Even though we may not always like what's popping.
Yeah.
But I feel like, man, I feel. I'm gonna go out on a limb, and I think hip hop is shifting. I think we're seeing a return to lyrics.
Mm-hmm.
I think for the first time in a long time, I feel like the artists that have the most buzz right now that are like, granted, you got your Migos and your motherfuckers like
we'll get into it. I feel like you're gonna cover the whole thing right now.
Yeah, no, I'm not trying to, but we're gonna discuss. You know, is it back? I feel like hip hop is like, for the first time in a long time, like I feel geeked to talk about it. So we'll get to that. I hope y'all feel the same way.
And then the only other thing is the Defiant Ones show on HBO.
Shit,
and the R.
Been
Kelly
at the top
cult.
Of the list. Fuck Robert.
R. Kelly cult. We got to talk about the R. Kelly cult.
Fuck Robert. Yeah, we talk about it. Are you surprised?
No.
That's what I'm saying.
I'm excited, though.
I might be like maybe a third of our listeners. Like, I have no idea what you guys are talking about.
Right, R. Kelly?
R. Kelly? Yeah, it's a thing. So we'll get to it, man. Yeah, but that shit is wild.
That actually makes it very interesting.
That,
shit.
That does make it.
And the Defiant ones, man. That shit. Have you seen that?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, man. That shit is crazy.
I see the Tupac movie.
It's so
dead. I just found out about the McGregor fight.
I was about to say.
That one I got.
Hell yeah. So where are we kicking off, man? Well, I feel like we got to go with Jay to lead.
We can jump into Jay.
I think start with Jay.
Yeah.
Let's start with Jay. We'll talk about Mid-Mac later. Yeah. I might keep people around. Because that might be a big topic now.
Yeah.
So a lot of people been like, you know, you threw something out on Facebook a while ago, and I was surprised how many people chirped and chimed in on that. Just like, you know, most people's opinions. I try not to comment too much, you know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. I contributed like what my favorite songs were. I think I commented, but so overall, man, 444. What do you like? I've seen the word classic thrown around quite a bit. I've seen like, this was Jay's Illmatic. Like, this is like a rebirth type deal. And I can kind of feel the rebirth angle, definitely, because I feel like he's shedding one image and ushering in a new one. So it did kind of feel like he was brand new. But just overall, what's your overall take on it?
Dude, I thought it feels like an underground album. It's not perfect. I mean, he doesn't have like radio songs on it. It's not current.
But you know what I'm saying?
But like for me,
is that what's not perfect about it? Is that he done that?
I love that about it. It's gritty. Right. It's like it feels like he just like sat down one day at his desk and with a microphone like this and just started.
It don't sound shitty, but it sounds.
It sounds indie.
It's like. Like they didn't worry about making sure that every little sound was like 1,000% mixed to perfection.
And the quality was like, the audio quality like isn't like...
I think it's good.
But the thing that kills me is like, I think for me, the biggest thing that I saw from Jay-Z, I'm used to Big Pimpin', you know, like... Balling Jay-Z.
Nah,
like Jay-Z
too,
talking about he's the shit, he has everything.
But
blah,
your
blah,
Jay
blah, blah,
background
blah.
Is different than
it's way different.
Mine and probably the Mola's too. Right. Like.
No, but like American Gangster, he played a part. Like Blueprint was amazing because it was a cohesive album, just like American Gangster. I feel like this one fits because I feel like it matches his age. Yeah, I feel like it represents where he's at in his life and everything he's talking about. Like he's the most vulnerable I've ever heard this dude.
Yeah, that's
ever.
What I like. It's introspective for the first time in a long time.
I don't know how people can hate on that. Like he's completely coming out and just putting all his shit out there, cheating on his wife.
Well, who's hating on it though? I honestly think the album's been like universally like praised. Like I haven't seen
Derek and Carlos.
a couple listeners.
D, I love you, bro. But yo, man, get your head out your ass, man. But you've never been a Jay fan, so I was like, I can't even.
Right.
I'm like, I already knew you weren't gonna it anyway. But
yeah,
I just it's crazy to me, man. I don't.
I tend to get overexcited early on. I thought it was like a mind blowing album because I wasn't used to that kind of Jay-Z. But now it's like, okay, I see where you were coming from with it because your response to me was, I was like, dude, you listen to the album, holy shit, and you said, no, it's good.
It's real good.
And I was like, what do you mean just good? This shit's amazing. And I was coming off listening to, you know, the story of OJ, and it was just like, that's his lead single. That's his lead single off of this fucking album in 2017. His lead single. He probably said the N-word 130 times.
Don't give it to you. I love the album. Let's put it that way. I don't want to undersell, like, when I heard it, like... Since I wasn't on Tidal, someone was cool enough to stream it for me, and we were drinking at the time, and like it was ambiance, it was background music, but I kept like tuning out of the conversation, like, oh, this motherfucker's back to samples, huh? I was like, all right, oh my bad, okay. And then like I would drift off again, and I'm like, oh, this motherfucker, he's held it, back, like this is some. You know, it's some real, but then, like, so I didn't really get the lyrics. I was getting what No ID was supplying.
Mm-hmm.
Then a week later, when the shit hit Google finally, we'll get to that later. But I finally got to enjoy the shit and, like, really listen to the words and, like, you know, you know, listen to the Kanye. You know, there's a couple sneak disses on there, but they fight like brothers. I mean, that's nothing new. I mean, that's, they've been doing that. I mean, you can go back to Kanye, Big Brother, but I liked all of it. It was introspective. I felt like that Magna Carta bullshit. Fucking hate that. I still stand by it. And I remember, I think we were on this show, and I was outvoted. Y'all rocked with it. Fuck that album. Like, he still ain't talking to me. He's still talking about shit that I ain't doing on my budget.
Right.
But I feel like it's coming from a more genuine, you know, perspective. But then the infidelity part, I think that's something that like millions can relate to on all different types of, you know, all different levels. So,
we were just talking about that Magna Carta. I feel like I could go back. I listened to it recently. I feel like I should go back and revisit it. I feel bad.
I still like that album.
Really?
Yeah.
I feel like I gave it a pass and I shouldn't have.
I still like it. You guys can be, you know,
angry old
hater friends. I'll be the odd man out.
It's cool.
I got no problem. As far as 444 though, like, the first thing that's striking about the album is obviously No ID's production. We know Jay's going to come at us some certain way. And my favorite thing about Jay-Z is he never ceases to throw you a curveball. Mm-hmm. I've noticed that. Even Magna Carta, like it or not, it was a curveball.
A huge curveball. Are you kidding me? Shit.
I feel like every single one of the albums have had moments where he's just like, what the fuck?
Mm-hmm.
And then all of a sudden that's the wave for a minute because it's Jay.
Right.
Because people are going to try and be like, yeah, he is totally a trendsetter.
Yeah, he's a leader.
He'll hop on a wave and show you how to surf better than, you know, than the kids out here doing it. Yeah. So I think some of the songs on the album are current. I think he just tends to do it a little bit better. And at times it's weird. Like, I liken it to almost like an old blues musician where he's telling his story over the tracks, and maybe even the flow doesn't fit too much. But his concern is getting it out as a piece of art. And there's definitely an onus put on the lyrics more than, like, for him, there's an onus put on the lyrics at all times. But I think more so in the fit into the pocket of the beats.
Mm-hmm.
And then at times fit into the pocket of the song. Like 444, he's not fitting into the pocket of the beat that much. It sounds a little rambly.
There is time.
But it's an apology.
Yeah.
And it sounds, you know, crazy. It sounds frantic. There's screaming in the background on the sample, and he's trying to get all his words out.
Yeah, there's points where that album's really noisy, but it's dope.
It's fitting.
But it's raw.
That's why I like that song. Like, well, I can't rock with that song every day. It's not a heavy listen for me, but I appreciate the art of it. It was really artistic.
No doubt.
The rest of it, like, you know, the songs that stood out for me right off the bat with Moonlight. I like the I thought the title was clever. The hook was clever.
Mm-hmm.
Talking about La La Land, the Moonlight. The bars were poignant. He's talking to the kids right now. He's talking to the youth. He's talking to the guys that are so-called trendsetters, which he's done in the past. But this is really just pointed and aimed at everybody and saying, like, you're fucking confused. But he's including himself, which is kind of cool.
Mm-hmm.
Like you said, he's vulnerable. He's doing that throughout the whole album. I mean, there were standout tracks. That was my favorite. But
I love OJ.
That's OJ, like, was great.
That's my shit.
I like Caught in Their Eyes. It's a great song. I like Bam.
Caught in Your Eyes.
I love that. Fuck all that Sean Carter shit.
I feel like Caught in Your Eyes is like kind of slept on. I don't feel like a lot of people talk about, but that's
great song.
Shit.
He talks about Prince.
Yeah.
What went on during that whole thing. It's interesting, man. The album as a whole, like you said, it sounds indie. It does sound noisy.
Mm-hmm.
And I've noticed, you know, I just got a new car, so when I'm in there, I'm trying to like get that same thump that I had in my last car, and it's not really there. My old car made everything sound like it was like fucking mass produced by DJ Magic Mike and shit. It's just all bass all the time. This one's not. There's a couple songs that stand out, but other than that, like, there's not a lot of, like, it's not a usual Jay-Z produced, like, thump in the car album.
No.
He finally did what I always talk about. I always talk about Nas and Tupac to almost be like passengers in your drive.
Mm-hmm.
You're in the car. It's like almost like your Uber. Mm-hmm. Tupac's telling you shit.
Yep.
You can't listen to it in a club, but in your car, it's fucking amazing. Same with Nas. Jay-Z's always been that club dude. This is the first time he took a back seat and was like, let me tell you a little something. And I love that. You know, that's my take. I love the album.
It was a good album.
I'm all in.
So salute to No ID, too, man. How long you think he's been waiting to get that call? Like, bro, I need you. Me and you.
Right.
We get in the lab. No one else.
Yeah.
We going to work.
There's been so many of his students working with Jay anyway.
Seriously. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying?
This was fucked up.
And I was like,
he got fucking Kanye and J. Cole and Cole, shit.
Yeah. It's like, man, he finally got his just due.
The chance.
Crazy. Because I mean, honestly, most people know who No ID is at this point, but it's like he's never gotten that spotlight.
Like, yeah, like
this
that.
Is my show. Like, this is me. So, like, salute to that, man. I think that's dope. And I would love to see more, you know, and we've seen it before with Royce and Primo with Prime.
Mm-hmm.
But I just, yeah. I love the cohesion that you get when you have one producer, one artist, one project.
Totally.
Go.
Right.
Like, agreed.
That shit is so dope to me, man. So. I want to see more, but I love that. That was a good look, and I'm happy for
that. What do you guys think? Like, out of 5 stars, like, if you had to rate it?
It's between a 4 and a 4.5 for me.
Yeah.
It's really strong.
I'd give it a 4.5 straight.
I would, too.
Yeah.
I would, too.
But, I mean, I think that's expected from us. That's what sucks, man. It's like,
it's 10 songs. But it matches my age.
Like, he's saying shit that I relate to.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
You know, it's like, I want to invest in things so that I can provide for, I want to leave a legacy.
Family, yeah.
You know, you want to, like, everything he's talking about, it's like, yeah, the way he talks to, like you were saying,
I don't have Bumble kids, money. Like, I wish I had Bumble.
Yeah.
Yeah. That shit sounds sweet.
It does, man.
But yeah, I might invest a 20, like 20 bucks. What's that fucking, what's the Robinhood app? I just downloaded that shit today, man. I'm like, start playing the penny stocks.
Hey, man, I'm not going to go crazy.
Right.
Yeah.
I started dicking around with that Facebook stock. Man,
really?
Man, holy shit, dude.
You would?
They're making some.
I wish I could grab some Amazon stock.
That's what's hot in the streets. Stocks and motherfucking
stocks
bonds.
Stocks and bonds, man. Taxes. You ain't lying. Man. Trendsetter, bro. Jay, he changing shit.
Get that Amazon and Facebook money, man.
That came
Amazon's
back
about to run the world.
That was that 30-something song. That's where he started it for me. That's where he first started talking about it. Better broad, better automobile.
Yeah. Yeah. Jay's always been ahead of the curve.
Kingdom Come, actually.
Oh, damn, you hate that album?
That's
like
a rough album.
Which one?
I like Kingdom Come better than Magna Carta.
Yeah, not me.
See, for me, all day.
We'll do a replay.
Yeah, and you know what? I haven't listened to Kingdom Come in years, so I might hate it now.
But
it's been a long time.
Are you ready? I'm out.
Is that the one? Show Me What You Got? That's on that one, right?
Oh, that's a good song.
Yeah, but that's on, isn't that all? That's Kingdom Come?
I think so.
Yeah.
I remember reviewing Kingdom Come.
What's that?
I remember reviewing that album.
There's some shit on there. Yeah. It's a couple.
I hope so.
We reviewed that in your basement.
Yeah. Now, that was the album where he hadn't been out in a minute. He came back.
Yeah.
And the flow was kind of ragged.
Yeah.
You didn't like Lost Ones?
Oh, my God. That's a great
song. I
like
Lost
Ones.
Yeah.
Wait, hold on.
I'm telling you, you're going to like Kingdom Come more than you think, man. There's some shit on there, bro.
I need another drink.
Why don't you grab this big old gigantic bottle?
Hell yeah, man.
Jesus, man.
From Costco.
He brought
Costco
over this half or full gallon of Grey Goose.
Costco. Go ahead.
Let's talk about them real quick, though, man. Because I found out, you know, I thought that gallons was a lick, too. And a while ago, I grabbed a gallon of Tito's, and I was like, oh, I'm saving some fucking money.
I saw a gallon for like $23 of Tito's. I didn't grab it. I should have grabbed it.
Get the fuck out of here.
Yeah, I swear.
$23.
Yeah, 23 bucks.
That's cheaper than a fifth. Ain't no way. Are you serious?
Talk to Costco.
Those motherfuckers. Now, if they rocking like that, then that's crazy. But yeah, dude, that's
golf balls were cheap.
That's wild.
Golf balls were cheap.
Really high quality Callaways. Like 20 bucks.
I go there for some hanging baskets. For my front porch. Nice. I'm just fucking with you, dude.
You got a front porch.
I was looking for the gunshot button. I'm like, man, I want to shoot this motherfucker right now. I don't even have it. Damn.
No, man.
Yeah.
Dude. No, but
you
overall,
don't even have a Costco, man. Y'all are lucky, dude. Like, is yours right by the crib?
I went to this Costco.
Oh, you went to this one?
Yeah.
All right. Well,
yeah. That's why I was late. I was like, shit. I called. I was like, what should I grab? Nobody answered. I said, all right. When in doubt, watch your mouth.
No doubt.
Just made that out.
That was a great album, though, dude. That was a great album. Number, call in is 313-757-2576. Dude, I feel naked as shit without music. You're right.
I want to take a break now. I
want
to like.
No, why don't we play that Prodigy and Sean Price real quick?
Yeah, do that.
It's definitely noteworthy.
It feels weird.
I sent it to you, unless you can just stream it.
Or pass it to him.
Yeah, I can pass it over. It's fucking Money in the Bank.
Man, dude.
There you go.
It feels weird not having music. Man, YouTube, get your shit right. For real. Yeah, get your shit right.
Let's see if we're going to get... You think we can get by without getting booted?
I don't know. We'll see what happens.
Yeah, you should be able to.
There we go.
Get that volume.
Oh, this is just freestyle shit, too.
Yeah, that's it. Check me out.
out, check legends, me out, man. Yo, yo.
Yeah.
It's like this, huh? Nobody can't stop my brain. I don't bend, I don't break. Too much dough to ever go broke. Too much flow, I'm not no fluke. Too much champagne to use flukes. I'm straight out the bottle like a genie who grant you death wishes. You play yourself out of pocket, I get vicious. I don't dance, I just do this. Burn it down, I smell piff. I'm posted up like an advertisement for a gangster flick. She like that, I'm smoother. She used to dudes trying to seduce her. I tell straight up, let's move towards the exit so I can put your high heel shoes up on the roof of the hard head coupe. She want me for me and you for loot. You goof troop, I'm all throughout the globe, you a local star. Stay in your lane and get folded. Wrapped up like tour bus promotion. Use a flop. When your album drop was like dropping a brick into the ocean. Infamous, 2013 shit.
Yeah. Yo. Let's go. Ready? Yo.
Look.
King Kong, Kong King. I swing on niggas I don't see. My fans push it in, my thug effort, Brownville bully, my heart is breaking. Swear to God if I club is Billy Club. Red Kool-Aid, that's really blood. I know what I do too. Your face plays safe and get Bobby to shoot you. You a dick in the butt, dude. Just like new addition when they get crush proof. Ronnie, Bobby, Ricky, Mike. Sean B. Hobby's ripping the mic. I'm Muslim, I know Christian brothers who shop on pig and my sipping on Christian brothers. The one you went to for the 1-2 slaughter. The sun do shine like quarter water. Big.
He ain't done. He ain't done. It gets better. Oh, DJ, help us out. Let's go.
Oh, oh yeah. You can't go wrong with that breakbeat, bro.
Sean Flags on that?
Classic. Timeless.
Uncle Ricky.
Let's go.
Yo, barbarian bars, I'm better than y'all. Never get involved with bullshit, full clip of your smart. I'm a zoo nigga, tripped to the Bronx. Your raps is wild ass nigga, Nicki Minaj. Listen, shoot the shit to
wild ass.
Ain't shit to the youth, I shoot the shit out your group. One punch for lunch, happy sipping on soup. But your shit didn't dip in the coop. There it is. Big rockers with the gun in hand digging. Your bitch suck dick for a summer jam
ticket.
I knock it out the bar, give you underhand. But understand, fam, with the gun in hand, wicked. I rap better than most dudes. Most dudes cannot rap. Tap on these moat shoes.
Woo! Oh, man, dog. That's good shit.
P and Sean P. Can't go wrong.
Man. Two of the illest, man.
Can't go wrong.
Two of the illest.
Kill some of those. That's what we can get away with.
Rest in peace.
Man. Rest in peace, man. Dude, yeah.
P and P.
When you heard, man, what'd you think?
It's fucked up. I was actually more affected by Sean Price's passing.
Really?
It was.
My bad.
Mac knows. I always wanted to do a song with Price.
Well, I felt
like we had a nice direct line to him. We had Buckshot. We prank called him a few times.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
No, I imagine I had a shot at doing something with P because of our relationship with Kool-Aid, too. And he's done a few songs with him overseas.
Yeah.
And Prodigy, I probably never had a chance. You know what I mean? So for me, that was part of it. And I was like, fuck, man, I always wanted to do a song with Sean Price. Yeah. I have to do some fucking illegal posthumous shit and get people mad at me. But
I feel you.
But Prodigy, musically, yeah. I mean, it fucked me up, of course.
You a P fan?
Fucks you up. Yeah, man.
You Mobb Deep?
Yeah, I was a Mobb Deep fan.
Yeah, man.
Up North Trip was my shit when I was a kid. One of my favorites.
See, man, like, for me, man, I was a Mobb Deep diehard from... shit, the Infamous all the way through Infamy. After that, they got a little sketchy.
Got a little pop.
Yeah, then they went for the money when they went with 50 G-Unit and
sure. Yeah,
you know, put that album out. They still had a couple of bangers after that fact, mm-hmm. But
Hell on Earth was the first album I had from the
That was your first?
Yeah.
Yeah, but then you got in on the Infamous later.
Fuck yeah.
Right
from you. Yeah. You were like, dude, what are you doing?
Daniel, son. I tried to force feed that shit. Yeah. That was my soundtrack to... That was what, 95? So that was my senior year, man. Yeah. So that was like from 18 on.
I was about 10 years old.
Yeah?
Jesus.
No, I'm just joking. I just wanted to make you feel old.
I was like, how much older?
Shit.
Hell yeah.
You only got like 2 years
old. That was, man. Dog,
when I was at my worst, like as far as life, like that's being a bad kid. So it was like perfect.
Me too. Yeah, right, I was like, right. You know what I'm saying? I was like,
perfect timing.
They was like giving us the playbook. I was like, oh, 100%. Yeah. And then fuck Ill One, man. Shout out to my homie, man. He posted, he just did the lyrics, but it was not the lyrics, but it was the words from the intro. And it's the intro right after, I think it's right after the first song, where he talks about like, he's like, and if you on that spaceship, he's like, don't even bother talking to me. I might punch a nigga in their face. Like, it's that whole, it's like, he's like, and I'm not tough. He's like, I'm just a little skinny motherfucker. But he's like, it's all about who gets who first. You know what I mean?
That's so fucking crazy.
Yeah, they were so wild, man. They were like, in both of them, him and Havoc, you talking 5'5", 5'6", 130. Well, none of them cast was big.
Well, they lived up to the name, though. They always say the Mob
but
Deep.
They were deep, yeah.
There's a lot of people with
and
them.
And you heard the stories, man. Like, they're the like, tunnel. Oh, them at the tunnel was a fucking problem. Right. Like, then I was listening to P's audiobook this week, and they talked about when they signed a G-Unit, I guess they saw a game at some hotel, and they like surrounded him and was spitting on his car, and they was like, he's like, yeah, the game got into his spit covered Bentley. Oh, and I'm just like, man, they were just like chaos, like, for, you know, I mean, and once he went to prison and came out, it was a different P for, you know.
Yeah,
he matured, he changed, but man, dude, pre-prison
he went real hard on the Illuminati shit after.
Yeah, he did.
Went super,
he was even
hard
on Alex Jones and shit, which I remember that.
He didn't stop either, man. Near the end, he was still on that shit 100%.
That's why they killed him.
Yeah,
wait, man. See, for real. Seriously, you never know. You never know.
Do you need a refill?
Do you have ice cubes?
Oh, you need ice cubes.
Yeah.
I mean, if we could break to a song, I'd go get you some ice cubes.
Yeah.
Let's see if I have a freestyle. MC Get Busy.
Man.
But man, so no, that shit hit me like a ton of bricks, dude. That was brutal. That's just like, shit. It's one of them things that for me, it was on a level of like a Pac or a Big passing for me personally. That shit was, I was like, damn. Crushed, even though he is, you know, his career seemed better days. He wasn't what he once was, but man, that shit was, that was rough.
It's childhood, man.
No doubt.
And then it doesn't help that, man, the dude the same age, very close to the same age as us, and it's like, man, dude, it's,
yeah, we talked about it, man. We were like, what are we missing? You know what I'm saying? It was like, it's all these cats, early 40s.
Yep.
Passing when it seems like it's not, you know, it's not their time. It's like, it's crazy to me. So
too early.
Yeah, way too early, man. So RIP.
And let's listen to a Jay-Z freestyle.
Wow. Yeah. we got at least throw some. We do the Jay-Z freestyle.
You know about this?
I-97 Jay-Z. Inspired by Bosky, I'm a chariot, some fire. Body took shots in the body of them tired. Build me up, break me down, and build me up again. They like Hov, need you back. Kill your ass again. Hov got blow, though he's no big in Pac, but he's close. I'm posed when they got me fighting.
Charlie Rock. Charlie Rock.
Same show, they night you, they gone good night you with. That's only half if they like you. They ain't even the half what they might do. Don't believe me, ask Michael. See Martin, see Malcolm. You see Biggie, see Pac, see success in his outcome. See Jesus, see Judas. See Caesar, see Brutus. See success is like suicide. Suicide is a suicide. If you succeed, prepare to be crucified. Media medals, niggas sue you, you settle. Every step you take, they remind you.
What happened? Did it just die or no? Or that was it?
That was it.
Okay, here, man. I'm gonna spin some music and see if we get booted. Then we can talk over it.
That music we might not get booted for. Andy should.
Okay, yeah, that works too.
I'm a boss.
For real?
Carolina barbecue sauce with the slaw. I'm the safe, the cellar, and the vault.
What was that?
I'm the best, the effect, and the cause. I'm the law. It's the North Cat, baby. I'm a boss. Carolina barbecue sauce with the slaw. I'm the safe, the cellar, and the vault.
I'm the best deal when it calls on the line.
Carolina got spitters, man.
The real false. Whenever I hit the booth, I come out to an applause. If I'm talking to my crew, you heard a sudden draw. Yo, I ain't talking to you. Stop eavesdropping the ball. I be rocking with y'all. I be off of the wall.
Thank you, bro.
Pull off the leash. I keep
listening to
G.D.
Yamazawa, the Japanese rapper.
Never heard. He was taking a fight. I can see the Viking in y'all. One of my punchlines are where your Viking in off. I know I'm frightening y'all.
That's why I got bars.
Like relocated to Cali, but I ain't liking the smoke. I'm a Southern North Star. I be the light in the dark. Be the right and the wrong. I be the reason the Bull City feeds me. Bull City greets me. Bull City needs me. Everywhere I go, I got that Bull City greet. And that's why they throw the horns when the Bull City sees me. It's the North Cat, baby. I'm a boss. Carolina Japanese boss with the slow. I'm the safe, the seller, and the vault. I'm the best, the effect, and the cause. I'm the law. It's the North Cat, baby. I'm a boss. Carolina barbecue sauce with the slow. I'm the safe, the seller, and the vault. I'm the best, the effect, and the cause. I'm the law.
Still the greatest rapper. This indie, though, you had a good point. Jay Gunn is better than whoever you be bringing up. All this motherfucking singing, I don't feel it, bro. And it's fuck 12 till they stop chilling us. Look, we Yamazawa with rhyming prowess. The town is ours. We body cowards that cover graves with my mama's flowers. Off a flight from Osaka, should check the mileage. Find me at Yamazushi, I toast with the finest sake. I promise you don't want problems. You be nothing to handle. You should know I'm from Durham. That means there's nothing I can't do. Since 13, I've been punishing samples. Rappers flip flop quick like they running in sandals. Huh? You a witness in the one, motherfucker. I'm telling him, Carolina, the Wolves and One Cats, man. Ended up making Dr. Dre's album. We used to spun this shit like back in the day.
It's the mega,
baby, I'm a boss. You know what I'm talking about? He's on the first song on Compton.
Yeah. What's the seller in the vault.
King
I'm the best, yeah, King Mass. In the cause, I'm the law. It's the North Cat, baby, I'm a boss. Carolina barbecue sauce with the slow. I'm the safe, the seller in the vault. I'm the best, the cause, I'm the law. New South paper, baby, collard green music. Old South hater, ain't no Paladin dudes here. Keep my collar clean when the drama seems foolish. Pop a couple drama mean, I'ma keep it moving. Gone. Took another red eye back home. Shit, these with my head, I relax the back.
Like
got
rap.
The sweet tea sleeping in my team. Oh. Eating peak, picking all the rappers. This deep, deep, deeping. Hog tied, hit a beat, going to a small dive. Teacher had a float like a lotus to a bonsai. Flow across the motor, that's my modus of a ronda. Sting like a queen that has showed up on the pawn side. Gagga lagga cypher up circles of chain stock. Out of town, the spirits who say that we can't talk. Off of my apologies, said with a slight drawl. And I'm using my apostrophes, homie, we ain't y'all. It's the North Cat, baby, I'm a boss. Carolina barbecue sauce with the slaw. I'm the safe, the seller in the vault. I'm the best, the effect, and the cause, I'm the law. It's the North Cat, baby, I'm a boss. Carolina barbecue sauce with the slaw. I'm the safe, the seller in the vault. I'm the best, the effect, and the cause, I'm the law.
It's the North Cat, baby, I'm a boss. Boss. Carolina barbecue sauce with the slaw, 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 slaw.
Fire.
It's the North Cat, baby. I'm a boss, boss, boss. I'm the best, the effect, and the calls on the law.
Yamazawa.
All right, man. What's damn. What's the YouTube page? Is
that's
YouTube.com/livethebasement.
Live the basement, man. YouTube.com/livethebasement.
Live for real, the basement. Real. Live entertainment.
Yeah.
All right, man. So let's keep it hip hop for a moment, man. And on getting back to some positive, because the RIP shit is rough.
Yeah.
But dog, fucking Defiant Ones.
Explain.
Shouts to HBO.
You haven't seen it
again. No. The Defiant Ones is a documentary chronicling like the Iveen, Dr. Dre origin and partnership. Like, so it goes back to both of their separate paths.
Shit.
And it goes, you know, back to world class. Yeah, there's
it's like the dude, birth
they,
of they aftermath kind of shit.
Footage. Like some shit that I haven't. I mean, dude, there's some old ass footage, man. I'm talking about Wrecking Crew Day footage.
Shit that was rumors and stuff, yeah, that you get to see live.
Well, he owned it. You can't help but own that shit. Right, I mean, it's
out there.
It's out there. Who's old dude? Alonzo? The one? He's in the documentary. Talking shit.
Oh, really?
The owner of the founder of the world class
Wrecking Crew.
Yeah.
Well, that motherfucker still has that. She still lives in the fucking house.
That's what I'm saying, man. So. That shit is like, it was hilarious.
I wonder if, does Chris the Glove make an appearance?
No. And I'm going to talk about that too in a second. So, okay. So, yeah. So, this all this history, man. And then Iveen,
Iveen came up hard.
What's your. No, he didn't.
No, I mean, like, worked his ass off.
Yeah, he grinded, but he got it.
he was getting it early at a young age, but I didn't realize how deep his history went, though.
Yeah.
Like, did you know?
Tom Petty? Hell no. I didn't know that shit.
I don't know.
Stevie Nicks? I didn't know he was a producer.
Oh, I didn't know that at all.
Platinum.
I thought he just popped up, a dude with money.
No.
Made moves.
He made money producing.
Wow. Tom Petty was his big hitter, though. Right? Wasn't that the one?
Like Lance.
No, it was John Lennon.
Foghat. Or was it Lennon?
Fucking John Lennon.
Wow. Lennon went back that far?
Yeah. Like, he did the Foghat album, I think, with the fucking... What's the Slow Ride?
Slow Ride, Take It Easy.
All that shit. Yeah. Like, dude, he was a beast.
Take It Easy.
That motherfucker, yeah. He was a fucking killer. I had no idea. I'm like, damn. And that motherfucker had the unibrow that would make fucking, like, the Muppets jealous. That shit was crazy. Yo, unbelievable.
God bless.
Yeah, the rings around his eyes?
Yeah. Jesus. I thought he was wearing makeup at first. I'm like, man, either. I just don't think he slept.
No.
You see how his hustle, I'm like, okay, that motherfucker just wasn't sleeping for like 3 years.
So that shit that he says on that Compton album, that's real shit.
It's legit, man.
I think that was actually the Compton album pulled quotes from this documentary.
They did.
Oh,
yeah.
Okay.
The one he's like, don't I just have to go in.
Yeah.
That was from the documentary.
That was from his like Harvard or Yale speech or Stanford or some shit, wasn't it?
That's amazing.
Or no?
Nah. Okay. It's one of his couch, like when he was sitting there doing his thing. The Harvard speech was dope though, because he was like, he was the honorary, you know how they do it every
PhD,
year.
Yeah.
He did a little funny PhD. Hat.
And he's like, it's funny, I'm sitting here in front of you distinguished people. He's like, I never graduated college.
Wow.
He's like, but here that's I cool. am. But then he gave them like
the whole shit.
The whole gift of like, don't forget the hustle part of it. Yes, you're smart, you got your education, but like without some grind, it's fucking useless. So.
Right.
But dude, it's this, man, it's dope on so many levels, man. There's so many dope moments. And then, dude, I didn't realize how big fucking Interscope was. I knew they were big, but I didn't.
I know, man. All the genres and shit.
All the genres, man. There was one point, though, they took over the fucking universe. Like, this is, I think, episode 4. Like, did you know, like, Timberland and JT and Nelly Furtado, that was all Interscope?
Yeah, I did. I knew some of that shit. I knew that. I knew they did some stuff in the rock world, too.
Oh, man. Nine Inch Nails.
Yeah.
That was his first. That was his big get.
There was Nine Inch Nails. Wasn't there? There was others, though. There was a lot of people.
Oh, yeah. There was a ton.
They struggled. They couldn't get Trent.
No, they couldn't. That was his first legal fight. Okay. That was like, they went to the mat to get that motherfucker. Yeah, like, and what I also found impressive was like the people that he beat for these contracts were in the documentary. And you could tell some people were still salty. That dude being one of them, the guy that.
Oh, that Trent dick Red, bag.
Oh,
yeah,
fuck that guy. Dick. He was still mad. He's like, yeah, I gave in. And I was like, they must have paid him to talk because he was fucking, he was pissed.
He was a douche.
He was a straight douche. But you know what I'm saying? It was a classic story. You got, the indie label gets the guy with talent. And then once they find out, oh shit, I got a fucking diamond on my hands. And I don't want to give it up. And, you know, Jimmy broke him down.
Just come and snatch him up.
With the relentlessness, though. It wasn't like, it took, like, I think it was like 2 years, I think, of contract wrangling and
oh shit,
so it's wild, man. But then when you get to the part where they meet, it's like two worlds colliding. Then you bring in, like, you sprinkle in some Tupac, you sprinkle in Snoop Dogg's murder case, just to see the waves of shit that they went through together and overseeing this empire. It was crazy to me. Then you That's get Pac's nuts. Death. Then you get like Dre's Cold Streak.
This is on HBO, right?
HBO. I got 4 episodes, man.
I gotta watch this.
A couple of them, one's like 80 something minutes. The other is like, you know, I think there may be one is close to 70 something. The two others, I think, are an hour. But it's.
I'm gonna start tonight.
Oh, dude, it's only 4 episodes. Yeah, it's totally worth it. The thing was, after I got done listening to it, I had to go back and re-listen, dude. It's so good.
What's your favorite moment?
Shit, I gotta think about that.
I'm gonna tell you mine is in episode 1, and it's when they get into it in depth in episode 4, but they kinda I love how they did this, man. And shouts to Alan Hughes from the Hughes Brothers. He did this whole shit. This is his documentary.
This is baby, right?
And the Hughes Brothers, man, largely underrated talented cats. And I will also say, on, and we're going to talk about the Tupac movie later. I don't know if you picked up on it, man, but when he covered, Alan Hughes covered Pac, he made sure to show you the, he showed Pac's ass. Like, mm-hmm. the shitty side of Tupac. Some shit that All Eyes on Me refused to fucking address. Alan Hughes put that shit on. Did you notice every clip they had of Pac was him spitting, yeah. him middle fingering? Like, it was like, he was like, no, I'm going to show you what this motherfucker was,
yep.
what he was really like. So that's getting, that's neither here nor there, but it was, he did a great job directing. So the part is really early on. And you remember with the infamous Facebook video with Dre and Tyrese, and it's the night before the Apple deal went through. No one was supposed to know. Nobody. The ink wasn't even done yet. The final shit hadn't signed. You remember that video, right?
Yeah.
Where Tyrese was like, yeah. he's like, billionaire.
Yeah.
And then he's like, what y'all talking about, Nick? And then he started crip walking. And then they cut to Jimmy and like He almost, that shit almost sank the deal, man. It was really that real.
Damn.
And then they cut to Snoop. He's like,
he was
Tyrese.
Even like, what the fuck,
he's like,
man?
That motherfucker. He's like, almost ruined it for everybody.
I can't motherfucker celebrate, though.
Dude, you still,
it was under wraps.
Yo, but you
it was
don't
a big
do,
deal.
Yo, and then this was dope, too, man. Puffy was calling Iveen that night. And he's like, I seen the rumors, man. He's like, is it true? Because you know motherfuckers want that insider trading tip.
True.
They want to go.
Yeah.
If it's going to go through, I'm going to invest like $2 million in
no
fucking
doubt.
Apple
no
tomorrow.
Doubt. True.
Jimmy, I don't know whether this is true, but he was like, I can't talk to you about it. He was like, I'll talk to you later.
Damn.
And then he said when it went through, Puff called him like, man, he's like, why don't you tell me? He's like, we've been friends all these years. He's like, you couldn't give me the, I would have had a code word and be like, muskrat.
Right.
Buy stock tomorrow, muskrat.
No joke.
Yeah, but.
Speaking of cold.
He didn't do it.
They say R. Kelly cold. What were you guys talking about?
Cult.
There's a cult?
Cult.
Yeah.
Get the fuck out of here.
Yeah. That's some real shit.
That's a code.
No cult.
That was an R. Kelly code.
No, cult.
So cult. The code should have been R. Kelly. Then he should have just been like R. Kelly. It would have been like
that.
Yeah,
would have been, that would have worked. That
would have been a good one. Because it would have, you know.
He needed something, man.
Muskrat would have been pretty obvious.
Yeah. Something. Yeah. And he wasn't the only one, man. Will I Am called him, too. Like,
damn.
Everybody, he said his phone was blowing up because the rumor leaked the day before, but it was dope.
My favorite part, I have to go back, but I mean, the whole damn show, when it was done, I had to go back and re-listen to Compton again.
Mm-hmm.
Because after seeing him doing the recording and all that, but I think my favorite part was the whole era where Jimmy was pushing beats. And they were talking about how he pushed it, and like everybody, he was like, they were saying that no matter where you were, like as long as Jimmy was there, he would be like, hey man, put these headphones on for me.
Yeah, they
real
had
quick.
The He'd photos like, to back it up though.
Yeah.
Yo, they had pictures of every fucking body in
he
the
always had
office.
Them on.
Yes.
Always had them on. Or he always was making people put them on.
You got them on right now?
Yeah.
See, they could have had your
Christmas
picture
gift.
Up on that motherfucker.
Damn.
I'm just saying.
But
though,
Jimmy,
like,
but the thing was with it, what was hilarious about it was. The Eminem part,
yeah,
where he was like,
Eminem's in it,
yeah,
oh,
and he was wow. like, he yeah. shit on him. He was just like, dude, that dude was trying to make me put on these fucking headphones in my video. He was like, he was so annoyed. He was
him
like, man,
there was one shoot. They was 3 a.m. They had done 10 takes. They thought they had it done, and then Jimmy came in and was like, oh no, we gotta get one more.
We need beats.
We need the beats in the scene.
Eminem
was like, he's like, oh, fucking serious? He was like, he was done.
Yep. And it
now,
would, dude.
Now here's the one, man. Do you believe this or not, man? They played it like Dr. Dre. M saved his career, basically, as far as Interscope is concerned.
Yeah, 100%.
You believe that? Iveen said they was trying to push Dre out of the building.
Wow.
Because of the Aftermath album and because of The Firm. Two huge. They were both flops. Now, I like The Firm album.
Of course, we like The Firm.
Parts of it, but like.
It wasn't what it was supposed to be.
Exactly.
They probably
said they
paid
invested
a lot of
huge,
money. Yeah, they
so
paid
they
a lot
like,
of money.
They said he
together.
Was in the hole deep.
Nas fucked it up. The pink suit.
You think that's what it was?
That's what it
pink
was.
Suit?
Pink suits.
It
they
was supposed
ready.
To be Mega instead of Nature.
They weren't ready for pink suit.
Yeah.
Cameron brought it.
Old money to their ears and shit.
No, but I think a big part of it was the core Mega Nature thing. But it's funny because. I don't
Nature's
know, man.
Better,
Nature's better, dog.
He is better.
I'm sorry.
We've said that before. He's nicer.
You can only have one person with a lisp on an album.
For real.
AZ got the he got the market corner. That's it. And so AZ was the nicest on that album, but we don't have to talk about the furlough.
No, it's
no, they talked. I mean, they talked about it being a flop.
So he was the best on that tanked. So you had back to back tanks, yeah. And they said it.
The Aftermath album was fire. I'm just kidding.
Man, that was rough. Brutal.
That was rough.
That was a bad album.
That was a bad album. What did they have? Been there, done that. That's it.
Fuck, that's about it, dude. Wow. I want to say was Evil Destruction on that album or no?
I don't know. I think
That and that wasn't a great song, but it was easy.
Keep Their Heads Ringing was on Friday. It wasn't on that, right?
No, it wasn't.
Yeah. I just remember him going.
It was that album was shady.
He was pushing the shit out of Truth Hurts on that album. Truth Hurts.
Yeah.
Oh, that's Truth Hurts. I remember that.
So they were trying to get him out of there. So Iveen said that he told the people, like, if you get rid of him, then you're going to get rid of both of us, because he's like, if Dre goes, I go. So he put his shit on the line, and then Dre put his whole career on the line on Marshall, because he said once he brought him in, everyone, there was no denying the talent. He was dope.
Yeah.
But they were like, Dre, you really pinning your hopes on this blue-haired white boy from Michigan.
Mm.
And that was, he said M got so much hate internally, even from white people, like, no, Dre. Like, we're not.
I can see that.
Yeah. And.
Oh, so the defiant ones that went against the grain.
He went to the grain.
The whole show.
And that's the whole theme that you see the whole time is they
kept doing
every
the
time
opposite.
They win is when they went against the grain. So it's super dope, man. We're like fucking HBO spokespeople at this point, but I'm telling you, this show is like that good.
The original.
It's a great story.
We're going to talk about Showtime also. They got a big event coming.
Yeah.
Which one is boxing that? Match?
Oh, yeah. I wish that was on HBO, but yeah, shout out to Showtime.
Why? Because you want to see people talk? You want to see Mayweather talk to Larry Merchant?
I like Larry Merchant. I mean, even though Larry's done, but I like
I know
Max
you hate me, Larry.
And Lampley. And,
that was the best.
Yeah, that shit was dope. So, check that shit out, man, if you haven't already.
I'm going to watch it tonight. I'm going to binge watch.
Binge watch? Oh, Defiant Ones? Oh, dude, it's so good, man.
It's worth it, bro.
I can't wait.
Yeah, it's worth it.
Watch it on the drive home.
That's a good idea.
It's about 4 hours.
I'm you say watch it on the drive.
I watch it on the way home. People don't know I have a driver now.
Oh, things that's changed. Right.
Things have gotten better.
Things have gotten better.
Hell yeah, man. Life is good. We got drivers. We got you fucking name it, man.
Dude. Helicopters.
For real, for real.
Life has changed.
It has, man. Definitely has. I fucking need a... Yo, it's need time.
Choppers?
We need a break.
You got some music?
Yeah.
Music. Hey, yo, hood hype. Oh. What's in the stash box?
Oh, shit.
Drink alcohol.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Yes, sir, man.
What is that?
Woo.
What is that? Oh, there's three of them?
It's a beverage. And it's called...
Shorts.
I got five on it.
Ooh.
Oh, shit.
Yeah, I'm digging the artwork, too, man. It's fire.
That's some little Illuminati shit, bro.
You're doing it out of the bottle?
It's got the all-seeing eye. And it's on the palm, though.
It's a little
got five
strange.
Different hops.
It's a little strange.
Yeah, man.
Oh, that's why.
But I saw that. I was like, all right, I got to rock with
it. We got five hops.
Got to check it out.
Can I be honest with you?
What's that?
How many hops do you think I knew there were? I thought it was just the one hop.
For real?
Yeah.
I knew there was different ones. I didn't know there was...
I thought it was just
I found out there's like freaking hundreds.
Oh, is there really?
Yeah.
They got five in this.
Yes, sir.
Five different hops. That's crazy.
Yeah, we ain't got the box. But yeah.
How do you have five different hops? That's what I'm trying to figure out.
I don't know, man. It smells right, though. It smells delicious.
What do you guys think? Does it smell good?
Yeah.
So what's the difference between a American... Wait a second.
Hold you got on. American
India pay
American I hate when they put it that way.
Hold the fuck up.
I don't
Mola, don't you got some reading to do?
It smells really good.
Don't you got some, hold on.
Yeah.
What are you looking for?
Don't you have some reading to do?
No, I'm not gonna I don't want to.
Oh,
do that.
You're not gonna read.
Can't
it
do that every time.
There you go. You got some reading to do, my friend.
I'm sorry.
He said no.
Let me smell it first. Hold on. Let me smell it first.
Come on, man.
I got five on it. It's a medium-bodied America India Pale Ale brewed with five different hop varieties. A blend of earthy and sweet citrus hop aromas softly rise from this hop-forward brew. Bready malt and fruity tangerine flavors lead into a prominent bitterness that resonates pleasantly and finishes dry. 7.6.
Oh, shit.
Alcohol by volume. 85 IBUs.
Yes, sir.
What does 85 IBUs going to do for me?
I don't even know what that means.
International Cheers. Beer units.
Put them up. Yeah. International beer units. Cheers, fellas. I like that. The fuck?
Oh, I love
this. This real good,
is
man.
An IBU.
I'm digging it.
Put it on there.
Looking. Here's what I found on the web for what is an IBU.
IBU.
Wait, do you have an English?
I got her with a British accent.
Does she sound hotter?
Sounds nice.
Okay.
Does she sound sophisticated?
She does.
Does she do the one she goes, okay.
Does she get it right?
IBU stands for International Bittering Unit. Very fucking close. The scale used to measure hop bitterness in beer.
How many IBUs is Budweiser?
Pale ales usually pit 20 to 50.
Oh, this is 85?
India Pale Ale's 40 to 60.
Wow, we got a lot of bitter units,
There's
guys.
There's a lot of bitter units in this.
What's this going to do for me?
Hey,
is your phone case wood?
No, it's a...
Leather?
Leather.
Leather. Leather.
Can I see books? That?
It smells nice.
It's an official... Is this an official Apple case?
Yeah.
See what you get when you go with Apple?
I don't fuck around,
You get the levers. You get the levers.
That's nice.
Android had that shit for like 4 years.
Wow.
No joke. Yeah.
Pretty dead.
He's not going to let it go.
No, I'm just being honest.
Dude, you know what? You are the master of debating.
I'm not. I'm just spitting facts.
Debater.
I'm just...
Masturbator.
I'm just...
He will battle. Dude, I don't care.
It's not battle.
The most loyal.
Title.
Yeah, here we go.
Yeah, go ahead. What's wrong with title?
Title.
What's wrong with title?
Let's go there.
What's wrong with title? What's the problem with title?
My problem, my number one fucking problem with title, bro.
You don't want to pay.
I don't got a fucking subscription. That's my number one fucking problem with title. No, man, seriously,
You already had your playlist set up.
I'm already involved in one, and migrating is a pain in the ass. And then
I agree.
The other part of it, man, is like
I've been trying to get him to move to Spotify.
Yeah, I've considered.
You don't
really
care if the artist gets like 0.02% more with title.
Nah, really, man, because I don't like how they hold shit hostage, dude.
Do you know why I'm on Tidal?
Why?
Because we were here.
Oh,
and I wasn't on Spotify, and I wasn't on Apple Music.
Yeah, so you tried it out that
and
day.
And I wasn't, because I was on Google Play when I had an Android phone.
Mm-hmm.
And then I switched phones, and I didn't really like it. And then I had a Apple, and I fucked with Apple Music for a minute, but I didn't really like it. Then I didn't really care. I just started looking for shit, and I would just find it.
Yeah.
Tidal happened when we were all here. I signed up for the free subscription.
I did, too. And I didn't like the app, though.
I didn't like the app that much, but I got used to it, and I started to love it. Because that happens. I had my playlist, and it's the same thing. Once you're invested,
you're good. Once you get invested,
So what's kept me there is the fact that I like Kanye. I like Jay. I like Beyonce.
I get Kanye as well.
I like Rihanna. But I'm just saying, all their music is there first. Videos are there first. Exclusive shit is there first. And to me, those are the top artists in my, you know, in my heavy
rotation.
So it works
rotation. For you.
So for me, yeah, I'm happy. Shout to Tidal.
Yeah, that killed me when I couldn't get the Jay-Z.
Yeah, I knew it was going to catch up with you guys one day. Because that Life of Pablo, you're like, whatever, I'll just fucking wait on this fucking, this kid.
Yeah, I wasn't worried about it. Yeah.
A lot of people look at Kanye that way.
No, but I mean, that's the thing.
It's
like, I got pissed off about Tidal, and, it was, God damn it. I got pissed off about Tidal, but then I ended, like, a day went by and I got a link. Somebody said, here, type in Sprint.
Yeah.
I think it was you.
Yeah, I sent it to you guys.
Type in Sprint.
And I sent it to you guys because I knew you weren't part of the crew. Part of the Tidal.
You download that
I'm on a Tidal wave. Oh, wow.
That's the only. Man. Call in, man. I want to see what service
paper plane
you use,
hats.
Man.
Yeah, what service do you use?
Yeah.
You don't like Tidal? 313-757-2576. That's what it is.
313-757-2576. Do
That's
it.
That's what it was. That's what it always
it's
will
right
be.
Right here. Right here. 313-757-2576.
That is some shit. Are those Post-its?
That is some Post-its. Hey, man, what do we got to do? Give some shit away to get people to call in?
Yeah, I don't know what's up with that.
All right, so...
We're doing a contest.
We got a contest.
We got
a contest.
You want to get some shit away?
The 72nd caller for episode 72.
We're going to be here all night.
Motherfuckers always be like, I feel like
when
we first come back after like a long hiatus, though, people don't, they don't call. It's like it takes a lick of courage.
Fan it.
What's that, though?
All right, we're going to give this book away today.
What is it, though?
God damn.
Spread it out, man.
My name is Eminem.
There we go.
This is the rap yearbook.
Oh, what does the rap yearbook mean? Like, what's in it?
Every year, bro.
It's basically a yearbook with rappers.
Look at that. Rappers that Delight, mean? 79, so, The like, Break, 1980.
You think about your school yearbook?
1981.
Yeah, okay.
When you think about your school yearbook, it's...
Am I loud?
No.
Nah, you straight.
Okay. Sound
beautiful,
think,
when you think about your school yearbook...
God, no homo.
When you think about your school yearbook, it's rappers in a yearbook. So you got, like... It tells people stories and shit, timelines.
Oh, that's dope. What year did this drop?
It's been out a while. I don't know what year.
We go up, what year
I'm just curious to see who's going to be in there and who ain't going to be in there. Yeah.
What year do we go up to?
2014.
Probably 2014. Yeah.
Call in. You might receive this rap yearbook. That's
our Migos in the rap yearbook.
Random. We're doing a raffle. We out here doing raffles.
I'm just curious.
We're doing raffles.
See, if Rich Gang's in there, then Migos should be in that book. What else? Speaking of which, I know that's some old shit, man, but my God, man, that shit with them and Joe Budden was fucking hilarious.
My favorite part was how they cut that clip at the end.
Which one? Oh, you talking about at the very end? Like, yeah.
Then it randomly shows Joe Budden going, "You never know what you're going to see."
That shit was dope, man.
I said, I'd be fucking crying, laughing, dude. I was like, what the fuck?
He's like, you got to wrap it up. Like, wrap it up then, nigga. I was like, oh, shit. And then when they stood up, man, it was like, I kept picturing Dave Chappelle blouses, like, game blouses. Like,
they had auras.
They look elegant.
They had auras.
Yeah, I was like, what the fuck is going
Migos.
On?
Migos look beautiful.
They did, man.
They look nice. They look elegant.
You see that Isley Brothers meme, said, bro? Elegant. You seen that shit?
No.
They took the old 70s Isley Brothers cover, no, like, didn't. Where they had the same type of shirts, and they was like, what you trying to do?
Motherfuckers had straight up blouses, bro. What you trying to do?
Yo, they was, man, that shit. I mean, but they outnumbering Joe. I'm like, come on, man. Y'all ain't getting no points for, like, y'all punking a dude that's solo.
Yeah, I don't know.
That shit was crazy to me, man.
I think Joe's trying to keep his job. He wants to cause controversy, and he thought about it. He's like,
yeah. You for real?
Do I look like a guy left off Bad Bougie?
He tried to dab up old dude, though. Yeah.
What'd you say?
Y'all look like a guy left off Bad Bougie?
Huh?
Y'all look like a guy left off Bad Bougie?
What'd you say?
I said, y'all look like a Bad Bougie?
Yeah. That's what he should have said.
No. That shit was so fucking awkward, man. And fucking academic.
I thought they were doing a play on, like,
that
video
was
cuts.
Amazing.
I had to, like, watch it like three times because
I thought it was a joke.
Right.
Yeah. Mm. I was like, oh no, this is legit. I was like, that's sad.
that shit was amazing.
Man, oh man, dog. That shit was fucking terrible.
Did
man.
You hear the Bad and Bougie version with what do you call it? Can't Touch This?
No.
It's dope.
Get the fuck out of here.
The song's dope. Yeah, no, we got a cute shit up. Let me look for that.
Oh no, man. Yeah, I need to hear that, man. That shit's ridiculous.
My bad.
Uh-oh, you clipped somebody?
I clipped somebody off.
All right, call back. Call or hit us up. We're rusty.
Shaking it off. Yeah, I haven't used the phone. When's the last time we did the phone? Has it been a year?
It's been a while, man.
Man, it's been forever.
DJ Academics, Mac, your thoughts?
He's a fucking cornball, dude.
He's fucking terrible.
And he was like sucking them off. That was the worst part. I'm like, dude, are you really praising these? Like, they like are shitting on you,
like, directly. Like, and Joe said it. He's like, man, he's like, I'm supposed to kiss they ass for a terrible interview. He's like, nah. He's like, I'm not doing it. So I totally respect.
He's right.
Joe.
They were being brats.
They were being dicks. Yeah,
brats
is the perfect way
like
to be
a little.
He
kids.
Tried to shake old dude's hand, and dude
like,
left him.
I look like I get lost over a bougie. So I was thinking the same thing when he first said it. I was like, what the fuck did he say?
No, what? He said it so fast.
And then I thought Academics was fucking with him. Because I understood him the second time.
Yeah.
And I'm like, come on. Are they just playing a game now?
That shit's so silly to me, man.
That shit's ridiculous.
Yo, call back in. It's 313-757-2576. My apologies.
What?
I'm trying to figure this shit out.
Okay,
fucking up, man. I told you shit was
going to apologize.
Break. I'm all good.
Don't fucking
7.5%.
Apologize.
Oh, shit.
Don't apologize.
Got him going.
Don't apologize. It's too late,
man.
To apologize.
Fucking... Yo, but here's the other thing, too. Oh, is this it?
Yeah, hell yeah.
Oh, man. All right.
We're about to let
this roll for 2 seconds. Or do we have somebody?
Yeah, I think it's either Ill One. Okay. I think it's Ill One. What's up, man?
Caller, what's good?
Illy.
Hey, this is Alfonso.
Alfonso. What's good, fam?
Al Starling.
Hey, not much. What's up with you guys?
Hey, man. Shoot, just trying to get back in the flow, man. It's been a little bit, but it's like riding a bike, so
Here we are.
Yeah, I except for J-Mac hanging up the damn phone.
Wow. Hey, man, I'm trying.
Hey, some things never change, man.
Here, man, in 2017, we still need to get a fucking intern.
True story. True story.
Sounds like it.
So if you're listening, 313-757-2576, if you want an intern.
Yeah, man. Yeah, crank him up a little bit.
Yeah.
So what's good, man? Yeah, we shooting the breeze, man. What you think, man? 444, what you want to weigh in on?
Well, 444, I think it's a good album. Mm-hmm. I liked it. I mean, I've been rocking it for the most part, nonstop. I've been kind of going back and forth between it and Big Boy's new album.
Oh yeah.
And then today I was checking out what's his name, Tyler.
Really?
New Tyler.
We're gonna talk about that too.
Yeah, New Tyler just came out. Flower Boy.
He came out on the album, right? He talks about being gay and openly kissing
the
dudes.
Man, you know, that's just a sale record, man. I don't know about all that.
Mm. You think?
And I don't really care about that anyway.
I don't really care, but I'm just saying. Like,
I don't think so.
I agree.
You think he's playing the game?
I don't think he's playing.
I think it's just a sell record.
He probably did this. He probably went. Frank, watch this shit.
I told Mac.
He likes to come out with stuff to just be shocking.
Yeah, he does. He's like a new age Eminem type shit.
Yeah.
Right. Exactly. I told my homeboy that today.
All right, man, but I was listening to the radio the other day, man, and they were talking about the most openly gay lyrics in hip-hop. And
Cannabis.
Yeah.
Cannabis, no, but Eminem said some shit,
too,
about...
You ain't got the skills to...
yeah, that, too. But the one about M, where M said him and Dr. Dre... Like, yeah, him and Dre came out the closet.
Oh,
but you could tell that was clearly, like, that's tongue-in-cheek.
Yeah.
Now, I heard the bars on Tyler's shit. He's like, I've been kissing white boys. And that's too detailed to me. That's not...
So it might be like a confession?
That's how
like an Usher Raymond moment?
Yeah. I mean, and it's whatever. I ain't got no problem with it.
I think he just got his intended effect. You know, he's got us talking about it.
Yeah, it's true.
If it don't equal album sales, though, you're going to regret that move, though.
Yeah.
So,
you know,
did it really hurt Frank Ocean?
No, I don't think it did.
No, not at all. But he's in a different lane. But, I mean, you know, R&B
has... Yeah, but...
It don't matter.
You don't think it matters?
Yeah, but you know, the hypersexual R&B, come on.
Yeah. Maybe it does with rap music.
I don't know.
It might matter. You know what I said along... You know, there's an old saying that I made up, and it goes, it's only gay...
You didn't make this up.
I made this up.
Okay.
I made up the second part.
Okay.
Right. It's only gay if you get a boner. That's the saying that a lot of people might know.
That's okay. Fair. Yeah.
So if both people get a boner, if both people get a boner, it's gay. If only one does, it's a misunderstanding.
okay.
All right, so
I feel that, man.
Nobody want to see the camera zooming in on your crotch.
Yo, you gotta segue out of this, Alfonso. Go ahead,
man. Let's go to what else defiant ones, man. Did you catch that, Alfonso?
What's that?
Defiant ones with Dr. Dre and them.
No, I haven't. But my homeboy's been talking a lot about how dope it was, but I haven't checked it yet.
All right, man.
Yeah. I'll peep it this weekend, though, for sure.
That's what's up, man. Well, shoot, it's good to hear from you.
What's up on OJ? Y'all talked about Gunna. OJ yet?
We ain't got there yet, man. Yeah, the juice is loose. We gonna speak on it, man.
I'm not black. I'm OJ.
Okay.
Yeah. Okay.
Yeah. Love that shit.
Did y'all speak on R. Kelly?
Nope, that's on the list too, man. We've been keeping the hip hop, man. We leaving all the crazy shit for the end.
What's your favorite track from 444? And what's your favorite streaming service? I think these should be the ongoing questions.
Yeah, that's some bullshit ass questions though. Lined up a title for 444.
I don't think he's gonna say title.
Because maybe he didn't listen to it. Because he has to have.
Let's let him answer. Let's let him answer.
My favorite track on the album is probably Marcy Me.
Mm, that's a dope record.
It's in my top three.
Yeah, that, and you know, Kill Jay-Z, I like that one quite a bit too.
Yeah, that's a banger.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
Yo, if you're on Facebook and you can't hear the call, man, come over to youtube.com/livethebasement.
Yes,
that's where
do.
The action's at.
All right, and then what service did you use to hear that, bro?
Ooh. Actually, I have two services. Ooh, so I have Tidal and I have Apple Music.
Tidal and Apple.
Damn, you're paying $20 a month for music?
I get military discount on
thank you for your service.
Tidal.
Do you really?
So it's like, it's like six bucks.
That's dope.
I'm going to the military.
So they were like, thank you for your service, and you were like, thank you for your streaming service, bitch.
Hell yeah,
that's what's up. Yeah.
Okay,
and
what's the biggest benefit
I had
you get?
Apple Music first.
Ooh.
What's that?
What's the biggest benefit you get from military discounts and shit? Like where you're like, oh shit, I'm gonna go use my military discount on this shit, like Cedar Point tickets or some shit, Disneyland.
Yeah, I mean, there's all kinds of stuff. I mean, there's websites and shit that tell you all the different discounts and stuff. I mean, some of it I pay attention to, but oftentimes I forget about it. Like Best Buy gives you like, I think, 10% or 12%.
Man, you're supposed to give me something funny.
Nope. Alfonso sounds like
he was going to be like, no, bitch, I get beers for
Alfonso
free.
Alfonso sounds like he came out the military, got
he's
a
like,
good ass job, and he gave a fuck. You got two streaming services.
I know on base, you get a discount on alcohol, though, right? If you at the base. Like, they got the stores. I thought they had a store where you can get the, like, drinks for the low.
Like a duty-free type
joint? Yeah, like the duty-free type joint. That's what I
thought. Well, I mean, you can... Well, you have to be active duty or retiree to buy liquor.
We about to join up.
Hey, it's just shit.
The short brew.
Nah, you don't want that shit.
No, I know.
Hey, 45 will have you over in... Ukraine or something.
Fuck off.
You ain't about that life.
No, I'm not about that life.
Russian bride.
Yeah. Can you enlist at 40?
What's that?
Can you enlist at 40? They won't let you, will they?
No.
No, probably not. They'll find a job for you.
Yeah. That's what's up.
I think most of them are like, you got to be 30 or under.
That makes sense.
Okay.
That makes sense.
Age discriminating motherfuckers. But all right, yeah, it's all good. Yeah.
Whatever.
Yeah. They don't want their whole ass out there dying.
They don't want you to have it. They don't want you to fight in the military. Okay.
I feel that. All right, Alfonso. Man, good to hear from you,
seriously,
fam. Been way too long, bro.
All-star.
Yeah, already.
All right, man.
I'll keep listening, so.
All right, bro. Man.
Shouts to Kansas.
All
right, man. Peace.
All right.
His mess. So there's a phone screener at the beginning when you call in, mm-hmm. and it wasn't A Starling. It wasn't Alfonso. It wasn't nothing. He's like, J Mac, answer the goddamn phone.
For real? You know what I'm saying?
That's how I didn't know who it was.
Yeah, that's first name basis right there, man. That's my dude. So let's take a little quick, like, segue
or
intermission.
Break?
Yeah, with this Migos break right here, man. This is shit. I need to hear this.
What is it?
We need the volume queued up on this.
Oh, my bad.
Oh, shit.
You're going to want to hear this.
Some shit you never thought you was going to hear.
It's going to be beautiful.
You want to take it?
Let's take the call.
Oh, we got it?
Right. Fuck it.
Let's take the call. Hold up. 619?
What is that? That's West.
Or is that 616?
Right? I think it's 619, right? Or is that 619? What is that, Mac?
Schenectady?
That looks like a six.
That's Ilwan from Grand Rapids, Ilwan. Michigan. What's up, Ilwan?
Schenectady in the building.
What up?
What's going on?
Been a while, man. How you doing?
I'm good. How's everybody?
Grand Rapids.
Man, we chilling, man. We living, man. Trying to get back in the flow, bro. It's been a minute.
Yeah, it's been a minute.
For real.
You still see you DJing still out there, huh?
Yeah, I'm still doing it.
Hell yeah.
You know.
Are you still there?
You got the baby?
Oh, yeah, I'm
here.
Yeah.
Okay. All right, shut up for a second. Okay. All right, man. So,
I'm mute. Kids, shut the fuck up. Call.
Record scratch himself.
let me get your feedback, man, because I know you love 444. You know, I've seen you talk about it. What you think, man? Classic? No? Great?
The funny thing is, I don't think of it as a classic, but it's one of his best, though. It's just a mature-ass album. What I got from it, I got two things. It's mainly about ownership. Ownership of your legacy, you know, and then ownership of, like, your bullshit.
Yeah.
So pretty much those are two things I got out of it. Yeah, so, you know, the stuff he's dealing with the adultery and all like that, that was his ownership of his bullshit. Which, this whole album seemed like it was therapy, you know. You know, at least for him. But, and then on the production side, No ID, he just went ape shit crazy.
Yeah, he broke his foot off.
Because if you go back and listen to, like, his solo album and Resurrection and stuff like that, man, he took it about 100 steps further on 444. And it was funny because I listened to all the original songs from all the stuff that he sampled. And if he didn't chop them up, the songs actually would have fit perfectly, because every song that they used, like actually 444, the song that they used for that, if you listen to the original, it's pretty much on the same line that Jay was talking about. It was like it was supposed to happen. Like, the way they made it was supposed to be that way.
I definitely feel that, man. For real, for real. And you touched on it too, man. Like, No ID getting that chance to, like, shine, to me, that was, like, huge, man. It's way super overdue, and yeah, I love to see it. That was dope, super dope. So, what's your favorite track?
My favorite track is I pretty much like Alfonso. My favorite track was Kill JV.
Oh,
I like Marcy Me too.
Marcy Me, yeah.
Yeah. Damn, you guys are like
kindred spirits.
For real. Seriously, you guys are on the same mission. I like both tracks too. So, like, Marcy Me, I feel like they don't get any shine, but it's a dope
it
record.
It should.
Yeah.
It should.
Definitely should.
Yeah.
All right, man.
What's your streaming service that you've been using all the time? Not just for this album, but just like, what's your favorite? Like, what's your go-to?
I got Apple Music. You know, pretty much.
Smart.
I've been using that for I don't know how long. And it's funny because you know how they offer title free with Sprint. You know, everybody was getting it just to get that J album, but they just did a little research. You can get the J. You could have got the J album at the same time without getting any service.
Why?
You know,
where?
How? Out there like that.
Like on Boxdown?
Oh, you talking about bootleg the old shit? Way?
Wow. The LimeWire?
Hold on, what's that?
Yeah, pretty much, I mean, like, the bootleg services, because Magna Carta was the same way. You know, you didn't have to get a Samsung phone to get it. It was
true.
It was already available at the same time.
I tried, bro, but I'm gonna tell you this again, man. Jay-Z has the best cleaners in the fucking business.
That's true, too.
They erase links like there is nobody's business. That shit will be good for like 30 minutes, and you better get on it. And if you miss it,
this could be like, a Papoose album or something. It'd be like a Papoose mixtape.
It should be Ghost. I'll be like, all right.
download Chicken Noodle Soup with a Salt on the Side for like 16 tracks.
Seriously,
what the
man.
Fuck is this?
Seriously. That's so, yeah.
Yeah, it was pretty easy to get, though. I mean, I guess you gotta be somewhat tech savvy, or I guess. But I got it the same time.
Man,
you from Grand Rapids, right?
Yes.
So Grand Rapids is real close to Saginaw, or no?
Mm-mm, it's on the west
side. It's on the other side.
Holland and all that shit.
Where's Mayweather from?
Yeah,
he's from Grand Rapids.
Holland, speaking.
It's from Grand Rapids.
Mm-hmm. Or, you know.
Do you guys like Mayweather up there? Do you guys roll with Mayweather in Grand Rapids? Hometown kid?
I put it like this. I went to school with Mayweather.
Oh, wow.
And, you know, everybody was cool with him, you know, high school and stuff like that. He was kind of a class clown and stuff.
I can see that.
You know, everybody knew he boxed. They knew the family. So, pretty much, a lot of people up here are cool with him, but he still does have his haters, too.
Mm.
Yeah, because I feel like Floyd don't do as much as he used to do. He used to put on that one event, it was an annual event for a couple years, and I haven't seen that happen in probably about 3 or 4 years now. I think
he's
kind of distanced himself from from the hometown.
I thought he was from Saginaw for some reason because he's posted up with Magic all the time and shit.
Nah, man. Nah, Magic from my neck of the woods.
I thought Magic was from fucking Lansing. Saginaw and then moved to Lansing for school.
No.
He was East Lansing the whole time.
It was West Side Lansing.
So that was like a Michigan kindred, like, shit.
Yeah,
shit.
Kindred shit. Kindredship.
Hell yeah.
Kinship.
Nah, Mayweather's, I mean, you know, and I still rock with him just because he's from Michigan. Floyd's a tough dude to love, too. I ain't going to lie to you, man. Like, he's an asshole. But he's the best defensive fighter in history. What you mean?
Come on, man. Who you got while we got you on the phone? Because the shit's about to get nasty.
Come on, man.
Yeah. Who you got in this fight?
You already know.
Man, this fight.
Let's get a prediction. Of course it is. But what you got?
I got Floyd, of course. But the fight is a joke altogether.
Okay. It's going to be it's going to be boring as fuck.
Do you have Floyd in a decision? So that way Connor wins, Floyd wins, everybody goes home happy and makes money, or what?
Yeah, I got Floyd in the decision because see, Floyd has frail hands. He always, you know, he's always hurting them, always breaking his hands.
True.
That's why we haven't seen him knock anybody out since like 99.
Right.
And see, that one's in his family too. His dad, his hands were frail. Rogers, his hands were frail too. Yeah. So. I mean,
he's got a couple KOs though since 99 though. L1, come on, man, don't shortchange
Ricky Hatton, man. What was that?
Ricky Hatton, Victor Ortiz. I mean, he's got some KOs.
Victor Ortiz.
Yeah, Ortiz.
You really call that a knockout?
No, Ortiz did the mistake and
that was some
protect
bullshit.
Yourselves at all times, and
that
he didn't. But when Floyd hit him clean, the motherfucker ain't get up. So
right.
I mean, hey, you call it what you want, but he knocked the motherfucker out.
What if Connor had one more weapon? What would happen?
What you mean one more weapon?
What if he could leg kick for one round?
It'd be game over.
What if he could elbow for 4 minutes?
Yeah, Floyd can dance for 4 minutes.
I don't think he can get away. Man.
I think he could.
I could fuck up Floyd right out.
No,
of
you mind. take grappling. If
he's a hell of
grappling
a boxer.
The problem. If there's
hell
grappling in the equation, then Floyd is done. If you put this in the octagon, Floyd don't last 45
That's
seconds.
True.
Man, it's going to be a boring fucking fight, man.
It won't be.
We're going to talk about it. We're going to talk about it.
We'll see,
this shit's goodbye. All right,
man.
Stay tuned for the bloodbath.
Yeah, appreciate the call, homie.
Here we go.
All right, bro.
Here we go.
Easy. Sorry.
My bad.
Man, oh, man.
I miss these people, man.
Yeah, I do,
who
man.
Else we got?
Yeah, you could defend.
Who else we got?
Where's Mike Hawk?
You're what?
Mike.
I'll tell you what, man. We get a Marky Fresh.
We got to give him a middle name.
Is he still alive?
I don't know. He still needs subtitles, I guarantee
Marky
you.
Marky Fresh. I remember
that
asshole.
I haven't heard from Marky in like...
That Marky
Ohio,
Fresh.
That Ohio ages. Asshole.
Fuck Ohio. That'll never change.
Mike James Hawk. You gotta put something in the middle.
Yeah, Mike Hawk was, yeah, that's...
Mike Hawk's the best.
Go ahead, man. Let's hit to this shit real fast.
Oh, man, here we go.
Yo, the number is 313-757-2576.
Yes, indeed.
You know, a lot of new money, though.
You know what's funny?
What the fuck is this?
Just enjoy it. Come on.
Raindrop. Drop top. Drop top. Smoking in the hot pot. Cooking. Fucking on your bitch. Dope in the crock pot. We came from nothing to something, nigga. Woo! Don't try nobody to get the trigger.
Woo! So shit, this is so nice.
Come and get janked. Call me a river, get through with this shit. Bad and bullshit. Bad.
Tell me it don't sound better.
My niggas are savage, ruthless.
No, it ain't better. It's better. It's better.
That's fucking terrible.
It's better. Watch this. It matches.
All set. I tell that bitch to come for me. I swear these niggas is under me. Hey. The hate and the devil keep jumping me. They rolls on me, keep me company.
Cash.
Hey, we did the most, moving on them like the usual. Damn, magic with the
little
voodoo.
Magic.
Caught side with a bad bitch. Then I send the bitch through Uber.
Go.
I'm young and rich and plus I'm bougie.
Hey.
I'm not stupid, so I keep the Uzi. He's on records, get back as I'm back, so my money making my back. Hey. You niggas got a low act rate.
Tell me that we don't sound better.
I'm doing it, man.
Cookie blunt in the ashtray. Cooking on your bitch, yeah,
the hook is money. Look at that.
Came from nothing to something, nigga.
Hey.
I don't try nobody to the trigger.
Why does it match so good?
That's what I'm saying.
Quavo sound better on this.
You
sound like MC Hammer.
Don't want your ass on my shoes, Draco bad. When I'm on stage, show me boobies.
I said my neck on the coolest. How about the suicide with the ooze? I pull up, I pull up, I pull up. I hop out with all of the drugs in the club.
Yo, who did
I'm
it?
Cooking, I'm cooking, I'm cooking, I'm whipping into
genius.
A
rocker.
Let it lock up. I gave her 10 racks. I told her go shopping and spend it all at the pop up.
Dude, that shit is crazy, man.
Why does it match?
I don't know. We got a call.
That's Marky first.
Yeah, stop shit. Digging That's in your Marky pocket. First. Caller, who we got?
That's Mike.
Who this?
Mike Hawks.
Are you at the stripper club?
Mike Hawks at the fucking convenience store. He's at a bodega.
That's it.
Well, I ain't no bodega. Actually, that works, but I mean, I just want to call and talk to y'all, see what's going on.
Good, man.
Yeah, man. What's good, fam? How you been?
Tell the people where you're from, bro. Yeah.
Well, I mean, I'm from D.C., but I mean, I'm living in. Last time I called in, I was in Goldsboro, but I moved almost in Raleigh now. So.
You're Raleigh. But you're from D.C.,
yeah.
So you know about Mambo sauce?
Oh, yeah. Chicken, well, with chicken.
What you guys know about Mambo sauce?
I don't know nothing about Mambo
sauce. D.C.
What do
you
know about Mambo sauce?
I know all about Mambo
sauce.
He was
like, you don't know nothing about that.
Yeah. I'm a culinary fucking wizard. Go ahead.
So what's good, man?
Well, look, I got left out by Bougie.
You been checking out what you been on, man? 444. What service you using?
What are you moving? What are you packing right now?
This shit is noisy.
Holy
fuck.
Shit, Mike!
This nigga checking out.
Mike, it sounds like you put a body in the trunk. What the fuck is going? There's a struggle happening. Oh man. Yeah.
Don't tell nobody.
No. Yeah, an assembly line. It should. It's fucking people
he
up.
Don't tell Jesus, Mike.
Oh, we're here now.
Hey. What do you
yeah, 444. I actually liked it, though. Surprising, huh? Very true.
Oh, you not a J fan?
I really liked it. Nah, well, I am, but I mean, when Magna Carta Holy Bell came out, I was like,
thank you. Fuck that.
He lost me. He lost me.
Yeah. I agree. He redeemed himself, baby. He came back in a big way.
Yeah. That's the way. And, you know, every single song actually bumps. I was like, I'm actually proud of him.
Yeah. Definitely feel that, man. Now, what service did you go to? Illegal Way? Was you on your streaming shit? Like, how did you hear it?
Illegal.
Actually, you probably gonna call in a little bit later, but shouts to Carlos. He let me trap off of his account and let me listen to it.
That's what's up. And I've heard that shit, like, on Tidal, you can, like, what was it, five people you can, like, throw on or share your shit? Or is that, like, do they got, like, a family plan? I don't know. But I've heard you can, like, extend invites on Tidal and, like, let other people listen.
Yeah, he was telling me that he already had it, so he tried to give me, like, this email just to one of his account or something like that. But
all right.
Somehow, I got his, so it worked out that way.
That's what's up, man.
But also, I be trapping out the bandwidth, and I got a APK, so I get Spotify for free.
What?
Yeah.
That's good
don't
shit.
Tell, don't tell nobody I told you that.
Nah, we'll keep that on the low. That's what's up, bro. That's what's happening, man.
All right, man.
Dude, it's good to hear from you, man. It's been way too long, man. Call back in again soon.
What's your favorite song off 444?
Yeah, man.
What is your favorite song off there?
Moonlight.
Yeah.
All right.
Kindred Spirits.
That sample, man.
Yeah. Nice bass and rock shit. With it.
No idea to hear that, man.
No doubt,
yes,
man.
Yes, sir.
All right, fam. We'll holler at you, bro.
Oh, yeah.
All right, man. Peace.
I'm with Mike.
Don't be too excited. Shit.
He's chilling. He's doing things, man. Mike, burying Mike's bodies and checking out at the store and
Mike's
doing,
been,
doing
been
shit.
Been chilling.
That's it.
Holy
man.
Shit.
I ain't heard from that cat in forever.
I'll never get tired of that
clip, bro. I watch it just to get jokes.
You gotta see
that. What is that shit?
That's a subtitle, bro. That was the greatest shit.
Hot, what's that?
All right, so hold on. Floyd is the best what?
Defensive boxer. Defensive fighter of all time.
Boxer.
Yes. Yeah.
boxer of all time.
Best, yeah. Best defensive. Oh, you got issues with the word fighter,
bro. He's not a fighter.
Fighter, boxer. I'm speaking in general terms.
I know, but I'm just saying you exploit the rules within a sport to be good at the sport.
What do you more mean? Power. How does he exploit the rules?
Exploit the rules, bro.
In what way?
He's just dancing.
Stop it.
Not fighting.
Floyd stays in the pocket. He don't run.
All right.
That's the thing.
Fighting.
Everybody.
There's a pocket in boxing. There's no pocket in fighting.
There's a pocket in boxing, and he stays in the pocket. Right. He's not
That's
a runner.
That's what I'm saying.
That's what, and I, all these brawlers.
It's like a hack a shack, but like in boxing like, form. Hack a shack.
Come on, hack a shack.
I swear to God. When you foul Andre Drummond late in the game, because you know he's going to miss a free throw, that's Floyd's style. He knows the rules.
I don't know. Equate that to,
I'm equating it to boxing by saying he knows the rules. He knows that if he stays in the pocket and he can.
Staying in the pocket is the most dangerous spot. If you was a runner, you have your track shoes on, you'd be dancing around. He's 40 years old.
He dances a fair amount.
He does not anymore. He hasn't danced for like 7 years. He's too old to dance.
Okay.
Dancing takes energy. Staying in the pocket takes balls.
What do you think he's going to do?
He's going to sway.
No, I'm talking about
a very popular dance.
He's going to counterpunch that motherfucker to death. Have you seen how slow Connor's hands are?
No, I saw how he's
in the videos that they released.
They're painfully slow.
Right.
He hits hard.
In the videos that they released.
But he is slow as
fuck. In the videos that they released.
No, I've seen it in UFC. Yo, hold on. Did you watch the fight?
I've watched every
Connor
fight, yeah. I've watched every Conor fight.
Slow ass Nate Diaz.
They throw haymakers.
No,
though.
But
they throw
haymakers. No, he didn't. With Stockton slaps. Like a bitch.
Bro, how many times have you seen a UFC fighter throw a jab throughout a whole fight?
Several. Especially with the Diaz brothers.
Come on, man.
Nobody
jabs that much, man.
You're the Diaz brothers. Jab.
And that's what I'm saying about all this shit about people getting gassed. They throw a lot of fucking haymakers throughout the fight. He ain't gonna get gassed.
You don't think he's going to get gas?
No, I don't.
So
not like people are saying.
Five rounds versus 12.
And people are underestimating Connor's boxing ability. Every single one of his fights have ended.
Hold on, you sound like you're picking McGregor to win.
I am.
What?
He's going to knock him out.
He's going to wear him down.
Knock him out the box.
Really?
He's going to knock him out.
Yeah, don't be surprised. I'm going to tell you right
now,
man.
It's the same laugh you had when I got title and I got on it.
McGregor's going to end up. He'll be the one on the canvas at the end of the night.
He gonna knock him out.
He
gonna knock him the fuck out.
I think Mayweather's playing it smart though.
So you're basically saying, hold on, let me get this caption.
Start from the beginning.
You are saying that a dude who has never fought a professional boxing match in his fucking life is gonna step into the ring after never having even an amateur fight, and he's going to knock out the greatest fighter,
right?
Arguably
greatest what?
This generation.
Greatest boxer?
Yeah,
boxer.
Greatest defensive counter punching boxer?
Yeah,
yeah.
Why are you degrading boxing so much, bro?
I'm not.
It's kind of terrible.
Actually, I came from boxing.
That's what I'm saying.
I boxed half my life.
So, respect the sport.
Kickbox.
Yeah. You're pissing
off. Did karate.
On.
There's a lot more precision involved in boxing.
I did mixed martial arts.
Now, I will say MMA is the more...
It's evolved.
It's an art.
It's evolved.
It's two different arts.
Sport.
And I respect both arts.
And
I will say MMA is harder because you got more things to worry about. That's the reason why you don't see... Like in MMA, you don't see fighters have like a 6-year reign as a champion.
But boxing's a facet of MMA.
It's one element.
Right.
Yeah.
That's what I'm saying.
Yeah.
But it's the element that Connor's good at.
Yes and no. He's good with his hands, man, but he's too slow.
All right.
I'm telling you.
August 26th.
Yo, many faster humans have tried, dude.
Like
and
people
he ain't
don't know.
He's not going to hit this dude.
Sorry.
I'm telling you.
Sorry, scared humans have tried.
I think it's Doug from San Bernardino.
Doug, what's good, Doug?
San Bernardino.
Doug?
Nah, it's Doug, bro.
Doug.
What up, Doug?
From the porn capital of the world.
Oh,
what's
shit.
Good, bro?
Wow.
What's up, Doug? It's been
what's
a while.
What's up, man?
Chilling, man. What's up?
It's been a cool minute, man. I had to come check with y'all, man. Yo, I said a reminder on my phone to make sure I tune in.
Hell yeah.
That's what I'm talking about, man.
I didn't even set my alarm today.
I'm hitting the applause button right now.
Hell yeah. We don't got the sound effects today. Otherwise, yeah, you'd be getting like the full salute from everybody, bro. But yeah, appreciate that, man.
Hell yeah.
How you been?
Man, it's been lovely, man. You know, just chilling, doing my thing out here in Cali, bro. I heard y'all talking about that 444. I had to call in real quick. I was like, man, because I think Major, man, I probably feel you the most because I fucking couldn't stand that Magna Carta. But yeah, I was hanging this 444
yeah.
for the longest.
For real, this ain't constant rotation, bro. All, like, every day.
decision.
Every day.
But I think, like, everybody been calling, talking about that Moonlight, and, like, that's my, me and my cousins in the group chat, we be talking about, they, that's, like, their favorite song, but I think everybody's sleeping on that Smile, though. That Smile, like, I was, like, you know, no emotional, but I was, like, touched when I heard that song. I was like, damn, you know, he really put himself out there.
Yeah, yeah,
that's probably my favorite track on the joint.
It's fire, bro. That's it's probably in my top three or four. That's,
yeah,
that's up there heavy.
For us.
So what's the rest of, so the rest of Cali, they fuck on Hov on that album? Releasing your neck of the woods?
Yeah, I mean, yeah, my neck of the woods, yeah, you know, of course, you know, yeah, Kendrick been running supreme out here for, what, the last 3-4 months.
As he should. Yeah,
yeah. 444. Yeah, 444, that's definitely like, because, and honestly, like, I don't know, maybe this is me, but I think, you know, because you see Jay-Z fucking with Kendrick a lot. I think Kendrick kind of had a little, put, give him a little nerve to do something like this, because it's really like out of pocket for Jay, like, to be so personable. I know he was talking about he woke up at 444 after cheating on Beyonce, but still, like, he could have left it at that, but he got real personal just about every track.
He went in.
Yeah, so did. There's something to be said for that, because Joey Badass said the same thing. Joey Badass said that, I know for a fact that Jay was inspired by me for 444.
That's some crazy ass shit to say.
That, it sounds crazy, but it's, yo, the album sounds like a young person's album from sonically, like, from
really?
the indie aspect. Oh, okay. It's the grit, like, I don't think
it sounds like a young person's album.
Not the content. I'm talking about the sound, like the retro shit. It's just like it sounds dirty, and it's like a clean dirty, but it's like, it's from a sonic standpoint.
Yeah, you're
like, no, go ahead.
It's definitely not as refined as most Jay-Z's joints, because, you know, he be dealing with Pharrell and Timbaland and stuff, and he sat down with No ID, and they just, you know, they grinded something else. So that's what, I think that's probably my favorite aspect of the whole album. I was just so natural, and so, you know, it's just Jay, like,
raw.
You know, none of that glitz and gloss. None of that, you know, Picasso shit. It's just, you know, even though he talked about it, but still, like, it was still come cool. Like,
it was from a different,
you know, it was
angle.
So cool to listen to.
Yeah, and that's the thing too, man.
Bro.
And if you listen to American Badass and Damn, those are two albums where, like American Badass is a dope ass album, man, and it's real, like, it's politically conscious. Jay was more conscious
American
than I've
Gangster,
heard. Like,
right?
No, Joey Badass's album.
Oh, you're talking about American Badass?
Yeah, so, on American Badass, is like, he's really bad. Like, really socially conscious, and, like, yo, Jay is on his conscious shit. And not saying that he's never been, but he's more conscious on this album.
Truth.
Than I've heard him in a long time.
Truth.
Kendrick is,
yeah,
we all know Kendrick is conscious. So I'm like, if you don't think these old fucks don't get inspired by the youngins, that's like,
like, I mean, truthfully, he wants to be Talib Kweli, right? Or no?
What's the rhyme, like, common sense?
Tell you, man. So I'm feeling you. I agree with what you're saying, man. I do think, you know, it's not saying he's biting, but you, it's inspiration. If you're spending time with these young cats in their 20s that's, like, hungry, they remind you of you when you was that age.
True.
And you see what they on, it's like, all right, I feel y'all youngsters. I'm going to speak on y'all shit from my rich old nigga perspective, but I'm going to get conscious with y'all. And no, but I'm going to spit it in that same. Yeah, I agree with you, bro. That's a real good point.
Yeah, man, that's real. But y'all talking about the streaming service, man, I bootlegged that shit, bro, like, for a week. So I was like,
straight up.
When it came with Apple Music, I got it, though. So I was like, well, he get his money.
What's your favorite joint?
My favorite service?
No, your favorite song.
Oh, yeah, Smile. That's my favorite joint.
That's the number one?
Yeah, okay. Yeah. I'm not mad at that either.
Yeah, Smile, Moonlight, and The Story of OJ. That's probably, like, my favorite joints on there.
That's a dope top three, man.
It's a dope album too,
yeah,
man.
You really can't go wrong. There's, like,
songs are very different.
Yeah, no doubt. Well, Dub, man, appreciate the call, my dude, man. Thanks. Love talking to cats from Cali.
Man, I hope y'all keep it back up, bro. Because yeah, I've been needing something out there. Cause it's like, you know, all the hip hop podcasts is, like, dying out.
Yeah, man.
Yeah, and we try, man. We old as dirt. I'm speaking for myself, man. It's like it's harder to do it, but it's like, yeah. Once we get back down here, it's like shit, man. We should be able to do this every week.
It's been 12 years.
Yeah, it's been a long time, man. But yo, thanks for sticking around and rocking with us and setting that reminder, dude. We appreciate it, man.
And put some batteries in your goddamn smoke detector.
Put some batteries in the smoke detector. Say what's up to Cali, please.
Hell yeah. All right,
hey,
fam.
Bro, man, we had a fire alarm to my house the other day. And it was crazy out here.
Dang. What? For real?
Oh, shit.
Yeah, man. It's like last week, it was like 3 brush fires. Like, no joke.
Oh, the brush fires.
One was up here by my house. That. Another one was down the street. God. It was everywhere. Like, we had like 3 fires out here.
Does that shit just start up, or do people like throw a cigarette out? What is it?
You never know.
I don't think they ever track it down.
Like, I
never
think
know.
Like, you know, we're not supposed to have no fireworks, but I think Kathy's still lighting off fireworks. And like, you know, the brush, like, you know, we had a lot of rain earlier this year, but, you know, hot, so everything dries out.
It's been dry.
Yeah, that's J-Mac firework lighting ass. He would be out there burning your whole shit down, man. Hell yeah. He would torch y'all shit.
The smallest shit. It's like highly flammable fucking vegetation. Shit. Yeah, it's dry. You get dry as fuck out there, man.
America.
Hell yeah. Brush fires.
Yeah, heat wave 120 degrees and shit.
What?
But.
Yep.
Wow. Yeah, that's some Phoenix, Arizona type shit, dog. That's crazy.
Yep.
No, you can keep your San Bernardino.
San Bernardino, exactly, San Fernando, just about.
Yeah. All right, man.
It was nice talking to you.
Holla at you, fam.
Cool off, baby.
All right, man. I'm going to keep listening, though, man. Y'all stay up.
All right, bro. Be easy.
Yeah, I got family that just came to town from San Fernando. They were saying, yeah, it was 118 the other night. I'm like, man, I do not miss that.
Which one's the porn? Is it San Fernando or San Bernardino?
San Fernando.
I had it mixed up. It's the, you know,
why is it porn? Was it like Vivid? Is there some shit?
I did a lot of damage. Heck, I did a lot of damage back in the day. That's why. No, it's not true. No, but that's where it's at. Canoga Park is the number one city. That's where I graduated from high school.
Yeah, they got like mansions. You just go rent them.
Shouts to the porn industry.
Oh, really?
Can't hate, bro.
Why is this mansion?
Make a living.
This mansion smells funny.
Shit.
It smells like...
Like what?
Badussy.
Yeah. Smell like Badussy. Smell like Badussy. Smell like Badussy and like a smoked trout.
Why does this mansion smell funny?
Good filter.
It will knock off 200 grand. I mean, this mansion smells funny.
He said 200 grand. That's some real shit.
Why
though?
That is
some
real shit.
Cali prices. So, all right, man. So, getting back to the fight, man.
What fight?
You know what I'm talking about.
He's a boxer.
Yeah. All right, man. We'll continue this. But there's a sidebar off of the whole fight, man.
Yeah.
Conor has been... Now, I will say
killing
this.
It.
He walked circles around Floyd at the press conference.
It's ridiculous.
It's not even like... To killing me, they're it. Not even in the it's same ridiculous. In the same ballpark, man. I got a couple, man. This shit was fucking... I couldn't believe this was the Toronto press conference. He killed that shit, man. It was hilarious.
Marked.
When I count to 3, I want this entire arena to scream, fuck the Mayweathers!
Mayweathers!
1, 2, 3, fuck the Mayweathers!
That shit was like soccer, dog. That shit is dope, man. It
sounded like fuck the free world.
Floyd is an old, weak bitch.
I've never seen any. They are breaking. You heard Mayweather called him a faggot.
Yeah, he did. Man,
that's all he's got. That's all he's got.
No, at first, but that he resorted. That's a low. Like,
yeah,
that was like the fourth one.
That means
that was the one
that
in
means
London.
He doesn't.
You're
have
grasping.
Anything.
You ain't got shit to say. Your vocabulary is failing you. And yo, Conor, yo,
it's hard to battle
Conor
with a
is a
Brit.
Motherfucker. Yo,
he's good.
Hard to battle
with
a
Brit.
They
master the language bro.
The thing where he picked up the dude's knapsack and he like pulled out the
money. What is this? $5,000
in here. Only 5 grand in here.
Yeah.
Oh, man.
That shit was crazy. He's like, what the fuck? And, that's all he has to say is the word fuck. And I'm just in tears. I'm like, I love this guy.
Yeah.
And I love Conor.
No, I know you do. I know you do.
I love the cat.
I know you do.
He's hilarious.
We've talked about it before. You got Conor in every fight.
It's my dude, man.
It was tough to watch Floyd go from piece to piece to piece. He was trying.
Ah.
Like he went.
It was okay the first time, and then it was the same shit.
The first time was his best one.
Yeah.
After that, it's been down.
It was the same material. Dana, I love you, Dana. Like it was the same shit over and over.
Yeah. His best quote is when Connor got on him about taxes, and he was like, I know one thing, I'm gonna tax that ass, and that was like his best one. I was like, all right, haha, I got you. Bro.
It was something.
Yeah, we cool. But yeah, and the thing is, in fights past, like when De La Hoya and Floyd, like Floyd was the antagonist,
he was the guy,
and was picking with De La Hoya, and was like, he had De La Hoya out of his element. And Floyd's usually been able to talk shit.
Wait, how old was De La Hoya during that time?
40. Probably like 36, is 40.
Oh,
the tables
shit.
Have kind of turned. Yeah, he's the one being antagonized by the, you know, Connor's what, 28?
That's good.
Yeah.
Floyd's smart, man. He fought everybody when they were too old to fight him.
He's smart.
Another jab.
You saw the shit?
Oh. No, that's brutal.
Not Shane Mosley. Oh.
Pacquiao? Oh,
are you not, serious?
Because he fought Pacquiao like 10 years ago.
Don't quote my man's resume.
How long did he fight? He waited too long. That fight,
I give you, that's bullshit.
Long. What, the Pacquiao
took
fight?
Way too long.
That
man.
Took too long.
They made that fight 4 years too late. That shit should have been, if they fought their primes.
That's some bullshit.
And it was horrible too.
The worst part is, though, by milking it, they got the bigger payday.
They did.
The fight was the fucking show, and it shouldn't have happened. But, here's where Connor tiptoed into some controversy, and I feel a certain way about it, but a lot of other people feel, like, super heated. So this one, I'm going to play this clip and let me know what you feel.
Yeah.
You sing it, you dance. Dance with me, boy.
Now, boy is a racist term here in the U.S.
Right.
You are like a grown white dude calling a grown black man boy.
Yeah.
That's like a direct slap in the face. That's you are less than, you are
100%.
You're inferior.
I cringed.
I cringed too because he said it, and this was the second instance. He did it in press conference one, and then he doubled down and did it again. And I'm like, all right. So, number one, you're either doing this on purpose because you've probably been warned, like, Connor. Let's drop boy out the vocabulary. Like, let's not do that. And he did it again the next day.
Oh, no shit.
Yeah.
Oh, is that the one where he came out with the fur and all that shit?
That was a different thing.
That was episode 3. Yeah. Okay. So it's, you know, Charlamagne gave him Donkey of the Day and was like, that's racist. Someone needs to tell you. I'm going to say from a cultural standpoint, though, I know boy over in Ireland and Scotland, like, they call each other like boyo. Like, that's common slang. So I'm gonna err on the side of that he doesn't get it.
Yeah, I think he's trying to demean him in a different way. I don't think it's a racial thing. He's trying to demean him like, I'm a man, you're a boy.
I gave him the pass.
Right.
And the thing is, too, and Connor, he even spoke on it, because they were like, what do you say to the people saying that you're racist? And he's like, are you fucking,
my best friend's black.
No, he said, I love the whole culture. He's like, hypnotized.
Look at his nickname.
Yeah, he's a notorious Connor McGregor. He's like, I've played Biggie from every song. Like, that's my theme music. He's like, he wears fucking Coogee sweaters, for God's sakes. What white dude wears Coogees and Versace? Like, he's in love with the culture. I think Connor, like, appreciates it, and, you know, shit. Another life, he'd be black. But I think for the sake of this, and even Floyd said, he's like, I'm not tripping over that. He's like, it's whatever.
Yeah,
it's
not a good look for Connor.
And Floyd knows from a financial side, he's the A side.
Yeah.
Floyd is the boss.
Without a doubt. Yeah, he's fighting in his house.
Yeah.
100%. Connor's a newcomer on that shit.
Yeah,
I agree.
So, I didn't take the demeaning angle, but a lot of people jumped to the racist tip on, like, oh, Connor's a bigot, blah, blah, blah.
He's just trying to make him feel smaller.
Yeah.
At the end of the day, he's trying to make him feel smaller.
Yeah.
That's the way that I saw it. And I think the biggest problem with him using that is not for him. It's for the copycats.
Mm-hmm.
It's for everybody else thinking it's okay. Like, it's not okay.
Yeah. So you those know, are y'all Americans kids, yeah, that go to the bar and want to flip and be like, dance for me, boy.
Oh shit!
You might get lumped up.
Yeah, it might not be a good idea.
It might be a bad experience.
Right.
So yeah, don't follow.
Not that Connor completely gets a pass, because it still needs to be talked about. He needs to get checked on it.
He won't do it anymore.
No, he won't do it.
I don't think he did it in press conference 3 or 4.
Did you guys see how Floyd was doing? I don't know who he's interviewing with. Whether he was like,
his apology was half-assed too.
I thought it was funny to listen to Floyd go, oh, you know, I'm getting older. He's like, I'm not who I used to be.
He is, though.
No, but the fact that he's playing that card and you're like, oh, shit.
Yeah.
He's going to be interesting. He can score bonus points. If he somehow knocks out the 28-year-old bigger man.
Listen.
He's not going to knock him out. He's going to wear him down. It's going to be a boring fucking fight. Down. I ain't paying for that fucking fight.
Wear Down.
Can we go to your house? I'll pay you cover charge.
I'm going to pay. I'm going to watch it.
Wear Down leads
it's entertaining as fuck.
That's how you knock people out. Is wearing
no, I'm just Connor's saying he's going to do the thing where he makes out. A dude chase him around the whole
second round.
If he will do it, second round. If he does it, it has to be early. If it goes past round four, Connor is in. It's a done deal.
Seventh round.
That one.
Why do you
what are we playing? What are we doing?
Oh, we're going to talk. We got to throw some dollars at this bitch?
Eighth round.
Do you even know what you want?
11th round.
Stop it.
No, I'm just playing. Look, truthfully.
Yeah.
Yeah, no, I'm just being a bitch. I'm being an asshole.
It has to be early.
I'm being an asshole.
What do you, what?
It has to be early.
I will say, if he gives a heavy leather on Floyd early, he could put him to sleep.
It's an interesting fight, man. Here's the thing. If they really, 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 really are going to fight, and I say that because in boxing, there's been a lot of bullshit. There's been a lot of controversy. There's been a lot of thrown fights. There's been a lot of fucking fake shit happening.
More so than UFC.
More so than most, sports. Because there's so much money involved. You know what I mean? I'm not dismissing boxing as the sweet science. I've always loved boxing. I had to just be an asshole for a little while.
No, you is played Connor, the role. That was good.
Yeah, no, is Connor going to knock out Floyd? I hope so. I do, because I like Connor. I don't like Floyd's style. Do I respect Floyd's style? Yes. I do.
For the sport of boxing, I
Floyd.
Worry. If Connor knocks, do you understand what that
destroys
would do
to the boxing.
Sport? Boxing it destroys be no boxing. Longer viable.
And that's it why I think terrible. It might be fake. And that's why I think it might go the distance. Everyone wins. Floyd ends up going 50-0. He beats Rocky Marciano. Connor hung in there the whole time. It's like the Rocky won.
If it goes the
Rocky
distance,
won.
If
what happened
goes
to Rocky
distance,
won?
Though, hold on. If it goes the distance and Floyd doesn't lump the fuck out of Connor's face, like he has to be looking like fucking
he might.
My man. From
and he might to make that $100 million.
He needs to look like lopsided.
And he might be cool with it.
Then if that happens, then boxing
and he'll
saves,
get and he'll get his punches in. Right.
Everybody's going.
But
to
I'm telling you, right
everyone
now,
goes home happy, dude. Now, I'm
did you hear
you.
This rumor though? And I don't know if I buy this.
What's that?
Did they fly on the same plane?
I heard about that.
Interesting.
I heard about that.
If that's true, that fucking pisses me off.
There's a business
off.
Deal. Yeah.
Because I want all this vitriol that you see in these press. I want that shit to be legit, man.
Right.
Like, I get it. You're selling the fight. Right. But I want it to be genuinely like, man, fuck you. I'm trying to knock you the fuck out.
I think 100%.
If you
financially,
the
they love each other.
Oh, they have to. Cause,
right.
Yeah, because you
that's
can't find a better
this
dance partner
great,
than that.
Right.
Yeah,
this is a great payday. Yeah. So my whole thing is like, if it's a real fucking boxing match... If it's a real boxing match, I think they both have to try to knock each other out. I do.
So?
Because one guy is fighting in his sport, boxing, Mayweather.
I feel like
he's
going
to look like an idiot if he goes the distance with a guy that doesn't know what the fuck he's doing.
Like show out or try to.
Right. And then Connor, you got to knock this guy out. What the fuck are you doing in here?
Yeah.
You can't go the distance with a guy that's the endurance champion of the world.
Yeah. And you're a big man and you claim that. You claim that boxing is.
He's got a small head.
He said it's half a fight.
Half a fight. He's got a small head. Yeah. He's like, why do you think you're going to. I looked at his head. He's got a small head. Like, that's your fucking
that's
your strategy?
That shit is hilarious.
He's got a small head.
He's got big hands, small head. He's like
and any part of his head I hit.
Yeah.
I'm like, what the fuck? Are you kidding me?
Great.
No, man, but my take is on the real, if they both are trying to go in, they gotta both knock each other's head off.
Yeah.
But if it's not a real fight, I'm telling you, watch out for the distance. Watch out for Mayweather winning. He wins, he gets his 50th, beats Rocky. Conor McGregor becomes real life Rocky, which is going the distance against a guy that's heavily favored.
Yeah.
And then what does he do? Rocky 3, he goes to fight, or Rocky 4, he goes to fight the Russian in Russia. They already mentioned it. Khabib.
I hope not, man. I don't want to see all that.
That's crazy.
I'm for real.
That's crazy.
I really don't.
So if Connor wins,
I like to see
if Connor wins, it's MMA. That's it. MMA wins.
Yeah, pretty much. Unless this Canelo fucking Triple G fight
people
lives
give
up to
a shit
the hype.
About the Canelo fight?
Yeah, 100%. I do. I ain't even into boxing like I used to be. I'm into that fight. I'm in.
If Connor wins, man, it's a death blow for boxing, and boxing will...
That's all, Mayweather's
will never,
all they got.
It will never recover. No, it's not. There's plenty of talented young fighters.
Yeah,
but
fucking... What's his name?
I mean, did anybody
what's
really...
That Ukrainian kid?
It'll speak out on a bigger level. It
what's
will say,
Ukrainian?
Gennady Golovkin? Like Triple G?
No, the other guy. The
twin brothers. No, I'm just messing
with him. No, man. He's nasty. What the fuck is his name? I gotta look it up. I'm sorry. What's the death blow you're saying?
Weight class. Like, bigger guy or, like, smaller cat? Like, lightweight.
I think he's right with those dudes.
Okay. Yeah, I don't know, man. It is, like, shit, my man, like, what's his name? I'm drawing a fucking blank. But he's Errol Spence, the young bull. The welterweight.
Lomachenko.
Super dope.
Lomachenko.
Crazy talented.
It's nasty.
Lomachenko's nasty. Errol Spence is nasty.
You know who my favorite fighter is?
Who, right?
Come on, for my personality? Let's go, champ.
Ooh.
Let's go, champ.
Oh, he's one of Shannon Briggs.
Let's go, champ. Yeah. Let's go, champ.
Briggs is, yeah.
My favorite fight.
I eat what you eat, champ. He's like,
I eat what you eat.
That shit was hilarious. He ate out of his bowl.
Eat a salad, bro?
Yeah, that shit was so stupid, man. That was some classic shit.
That's my favorite boxer. That's the problem with boxing. That's my favorite boxer.
But the personality.
Got a guy that's made five comebacks.
Yeah. That's what I'm saying. Like, see, that's something.
I love Briggs, though.
Briggs is hilarious.
People are scared of
Briggs.
But
Connor has brought some personality, even though he's not a boxer.
Bro.
Is for a boxing event, you have a perfect villain. Like, it's...
Yeah.
It's
so
great,
what if
man.
He beats Mayweather?
They ask him that. They're like, would you stay in boxing?
You gonna fight Triple G and die?
He said, nah. He says, I'm going back to... He said, I like putting shin bones on people's...
On people's heads.
I was rolling. All right, I respect that.
You know what's fucked up about this fight at the end of the day? If Connor gets humiliated, it don't fucking matter for Connor.
No. It really doesn't.
That's the crazy
part. It's a no lose scenario for him.
Yeah, man.
This is the biggest payday he's ever seen.
Ever, by far. He's going to make a shit ton of money, and you get to go back to your sport. And
it's a limited rule. What does he say? It's a limited rule set?
Yeah, he said it's a limited set of rules. It's like,
it's half a
fight. He's like, it's half. He's like, it's a quarter of a fight. He's like,
so fucked up.
He's such an asshole, man.
But it is true. You give him one weapon, I mean, it's a different story. That's why I keep saying boxer instead of fighter. That's the only reason.
Can I dare cue something to segue?
Cue everything.
We pray, take a risk.
Let's pray.
Yeah, let's see what happens. I'm fucking curious, man.
I'm not curious.
All right, if we get cut off of YouTube, we will be back on.
This is fucked up.
Don't worry.
I'm nervous.
What y'all want to hear, man?
About to give us the knockout blow.
Do it.
These are the knockout blow.
Put in a freestyle or something. Be careful.
All right. Oh, I got one. Let's do this. Because this was unofficial and never was never released.
Do the Biggie one where he's out in front of the convenience store, the bodega.
Oh, my God.
What's the name of the shit?
I've heard that before.
Really? I love that one where he's in front of the... Can you do the one where Eminem's at the Rap Olympics?
Hey, that was actually good.
I know, but everybody's fucking seen
that. That's pretty funny.
Can you do the one... Okay.
I got you.
Can you do the one where... What's his name?
Papoose?
No.
Here we go.
Wow, let's bring him up.
This should be safe.
Oh, shit. Oh.
Let it be known, nigga.
It's troublesome, man.
Oh, my God.
Menace and methods label me a lethal weapon. Making niggas die.
Oh, your bladder is about to bust, man. You better hurry.
Scams are plotted over grams of rock. Outlaws, motherfuckers, die by a random shot. We all die in the end. So
we're in trouble.
I was all about my hands, old friends and foes. Me, a born leader, never lead a block without my heater. Got me a dog and nigga, my bitch nigga heater. What can they do to me, a little brat? Shit, the niggas that shot me are still terrified of my ass. How can I show you how I feel inside? We outlaws, motherfuckers, can't kill my pride. Niggas talk a lot of shit, but that's after I'm gone. Cause they fear me in the physical form. Let them be known, them troubles.
Is it really? Outlaws.
Put it down to the fullest. Spit bombs and bullets. Troubles.
Yeah. Most y'all people don't do it wrong.
Call the phone police. They can't stop us. Niggas run the streets. Cutaways, my mentality is ghetto. A gorilla in this criminal war, we all rebels. Step before designer, bet I bomb on them first. Niggas knew we came for murder, pulling up in a hearse. West side was the war cry, busting on freely, screaming fuck all y'all niggas in Swahili. Pistol packing fresh out of jail, I ain't going back. Release me to the care of a heartless trap. Say my name three times like Candyman. Bet I roll on your ass like an avalanche. I'm so survivor, learn to get high and pull drive-bys. Murder my folks, can't control my to my enemies pleading, please. Bust the ass motherfuckers trying to flee. Bitching me, letting this chump survive. Ran up on his ass when I dumped him down. Cause I'm troublesome. Young, strapped. And I don't give a fuck.
I live a thug life, losing my focus, baby. I'm troublesome. Bad boy killer. There is no one realer. What you saw was the rough, rugged, and raw. Outlaw. Murder, murder, my mind state. Shit ain't changed since my last rhyme. The crime rate ain't declined. Niggas busting shots like they lost their mind. Like 25 to life, never crossed their mind. Tell me young nigga never learned a thing. Dead at 13 cause he yearned to bang. Sent a lot of flowers, but how could I cry? Try to warn a little nigga, either stop or die. Mercy is for the weak, when I speak I scream. Afraid to sleep, I'm having crazy dreams. Vivid pictures of my enemies, family times. God forgive me cause it's wrong, but I plan to die. He did take me in heaven and understand I wasn't cheap. Did the best I could, raised in insanity. Or send me to hell cause I ain't begging for my life. Ain't nothing worse than this cursed ass hopeless life. I'm troubled, I'm troubled. In your wildest dreams you couldn't picture a nigga like me. I'm troublesome. I don't give a fuck. I'm troublesome. Like my nigga Napoleon said, nigga, somebody gotta explain why I ain't got shit. I'm troublesome. You know what time it is, the outlaw click. Young, rugged, and sick. Machiavelli, the Don, the boss, all bosses. Mussolini, Idi Amin, Hussein, Fatal, Gaddafi, Castro, Napoleon, Bo Nitti. We ain't fucking around. We troublesome. Hey, yo. We troublesome. Trump tight, never sloppy. The motherfuckers try to copy, but they can't mock you, nigga. You're too strong. Outlaws, keep it going on. What's up? What's up? Outlaws, outlaws.
Who just died from outlaws?
Big Psych?
Big Psych.
Big Psych died in 2016.
Who, tragedy?
No, Nafi died right after, like a year later. Gaddafi died after Pac. Did you know that Napoleon, one of the other outlaws, like he, like his cousin's the one that killed Gaddafi, which was weird. I didn't realize that.
I didn't know that.
So one of the outlaws' cousins killed one of the other members. It was allegedly an accident. So
Hussein. Hussein. That's who died.
Fatal died a while ago.
Did you know that with,
it was a
with,
car accident
with Hussein Fatal? It was a 2-game table.
Oh no shit!
What's that?
You're a dick,
Hussein
dude.
Fatal. It was a 2-game table.
Dude, can I have another one of those amazing
robbing your cradle
beers?
With a knife in your navel?
Yes, sir. Do we have any more lemonade?